You're listening to Q Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. This show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, good evening once again, coming to you live from the Q Talk America studios in Central Phoenix, 7 o'clock. It's a Tuesday night, and it just so happens to be Christmas Day 2010. In studio with us, 2010, what'd I say? That's a technical, that's a technical.
Drink.
That's a technical. I don't know where 2010 came from. I really don't know. In studio, we're already off to a good start. In studio, a woman who just got a pretty new bike for Christmas. It's Marnie Ryer.
Well, hello.
Beautiful bike.
Thanks, I love it.
Very nice. And sitting next to her is a woman who I'm assuming gave her the bike.
No.
Well, sitting next to her is her girlfriend, Erin. Hi, Erin.
We still haven't opened presents yet.
Oh, you haven't done that yet?
No, not yet.
Is that a lesbian thing?
Nope,
just delay?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, it's a Marnie's got a thousand things to do.
Oh,
and we
I
haven't
see.
Gotten
Clearly
to
making
it
bread things. And whatever else shit she does. She's been very busy doing that.
Great.
A gentleman who wants to remind you and everybody else that Donna Summer's Christmas album, Never Let You Forget, that it was all about Jesus.
The Jesus.
All about it.
I think he deserves an article, so I like to call him The Jesus.
I'm sure he's been featured on The Daily Show and other political rants of late.
You may have seen him.
I don't know. By the way, Al's a little under the weather, so if he sounds a little like Brenda Vaccaro tonight, you will forgive him.
I got my tampon in.
And sitting, filling in our guest spot this evening is a woman who's brought me into this world. She's never shared a studio with me. My mom, Diane, is here today.
Yay! Hello.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Hi, Di.
Hi.
We're all here. It's a shame Marnie's mom had to work, otherwise she would have been here with us, but she could not. So filling in.
Hi, other Di.
Does she ever listen to this?
She has a couple of times.
Oh.
She can't sit still fucking long enough to do that.
Well, that's why you give her a headset and just let her walk around and mow the yard.
She'll fall down.
These are things I think.
Runs in the family.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay, yeah. True.
Yes. ADD runs everywhere.
Whiskers is here.
Whiskers is in the chat room.
I don't know who Tupper is, but Whiskers is here.
Stand by. I've got to get Whiskers and Tupper. I'm not sure. But they're both here. Hi, everybody. Tepper's the baby Jesus, apparently, according to what he just said.
Well, happy birthday.
Yes, to all the ships at sea.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to
tell you. All the Jesus's at sea.
Or however you self-identify.
There probably are. Some of them are legal.
They're all legal at sea.
To the respective
international
waters. That's
exactly.
A good thing.
You should get a houseboat.
they don't let them out at sea. I already checked. Well, this show, it's interesting. Okay, normally other people take off on holidays, but fuck it, we're going to do the whole thing. This is becoming almost like a cooking show because there is more food in this studio right now than I thought we were just bringing a couple things, but apparently somebody has a Costco card because this, what happened, my God, Marnie, when did that show up?
Today.
What is that, a sausage?
Well, this is my dinner.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm glad that worked out.
A sausage cheese platter.
Good.
And some sort of a
you
bread
have to feed
thing.
A cold. Hawaiian bread.
Hawaiian
and then artichoke jalapeno.
Okay.
Dip.
Got it.
Spicy.
I have the
spinach. And then the spinach dip.
It's lovely. I have some sort of a styrofoam bowl with, what are these, prawn?
Yeah, big prawns.
Big shrimp cocktail.
Oh, delicious.
Now, let me just tell you, though, we're going to have a little in-studio, not like there's not enough noise on this show already, but not just from the cast members, but everything else that we add to the show. We have a blender in studio because we're not going to get up to recreate, to blend the drinks. We're going to do them here. Mm. So Albert, and he made this wonderful eggnog. By the way, Joe, thank you for the eggnog that we found in the fridge because I'm assuming that was for us. And Joe and Al added, what is this, liquor you've added?
Oh. I did it, alcohol.
Oh, my God, I should
it's
put
like
it
jeans.
Down.
It goes with everything, right? Make a note of it.
Well, I didn't know, so I should
you
have more.
You can find it in stores.
Some stores I hear you can even drive through.
Oh, that's the best I fucking dia. That's a new one.
Unless you can figure out a way to click and point, it just shows up right at your door.
Oh, I've already figured
which
that
I
out.
Which I find out today that that's how Mom did all of her Christmas shopping this year. It was all online.
Amen.
Absolutely. Good times.
That is the way to go.
Well, just quickly, because I'm trying to follow our, you know, the pie charts. We're trying to keep with these things. We're very busy. One of the things that I want to make mention is we are glad to announce that Rainbow Cab is back up and running. They are on a limited run. It's just Sue at this point, and she's doing evening runs. So basically from about 6 in the evenings till about 3 a.m. She's out there right now. But what you've got to do, she decided she's not picking up meth heads or crack addicts anymore.
Oh, that's new.
So, yes. So.
But what if I need a ride home?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, the way that she's doing it is kind of innovative. She's doing, if you're a friend of hers on Facebook and you like her deal and you either message her through Facebook or she has your phone number, and you text her your phone number or like with a full name, then she'll come get you. But if it's just like, you know, I need to get to my dealer real quick and stuff, you know, she's not doing that.
Mm.
So she's back up and running. She brought Mom and I to the studio this evening and will be taking us home.
I was looking for a car.
Yeah.
Very good.
She'll be taking us back a little bit later after we get done with this shindig we call the show. We do it every Tuesday night. So I guess we'll use this time as we do normally, but we're going to start this week with Marnie. And, well, actually, Mom, should we start with you? We usually start at that seat with what's going on or what you've been up to.
Well, you know me. I go to work and I come home.
True story.
I shop online, and that's pretty much it.
I don't know how to take that. I don't know how to take that.
Which part?
She just shows up online.
No, she shops.
Oh. My bad. I'm going to have some more eggnog. Wow, I thought you had gotten a lot saucier.
You got to pay for that shopping somehow.
Oh, that's right. That's a good call. Okay.
Called your mom a whore.
Merry Christmas at
7:06. Yeah. Now we're good.
Love you too, Lucky.
I love you to death. I really thought that's what you said. I thought, well, that's interesting.
Lucky.
Lucky hashtag spelled out.
Funny.
Well done, Mr. Perkins.
Oh, my heaven's sakes. Well, yeah, that's what Mom's been doing. I'm very happy to say that Mom loved what and was completely blown away with what I got her for Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah, what I kind of made her. I mean, I guess I could say I made it. I restored it because I don't make wheelbarrows at home. Like, I don't have.
Thank God.
I don't.
It'll be a new trend.
That'd be one more fucking thing we'd be dragging home up the canal.
Well, you did find it.
Yes, yeah. I did find it. And then I took it apart. I restored it.
This is my surprise.
Yeah, exactly.
Took it apart, restored it, and painted it to match the original paint colors of her father's truck.
I love it.
Which is very cool. Which eventually, if I ever get that truck out of your garage, Al, it'll be repainted to match the wheelbarrow.
There is a homeless person wandering around the canal going, "Where's my wagon? Where's my wagon? Somebody stole my house." It's also my dresser.
Leslie Baldwin still listening to the show?
No, she's still down on 24th Street in Thomas.
Pick this up on wireless?
She's still sitting outside.
Yeah.
A liquor store?
She's looking for Wi-Fi, drinking out of her brown bag. Wasn't that what she was doing?
Something, yeah. Yes.
She was brown bagging it. She left a message, a happy Christmas message today.
Oh, very nice. Because
I did see that on
she
Facebook.
She never responded to us when we were like, "Where are you?"
Mm. She doesn't. She's at undisclosed locations.
Mm. Mm.
So now we're just deciding to poke her until she screams.
I don't want to do. No. I don't mean that rude. I'm married. Kind of.
Okay.
Kind of.
Oh my God! Is it time for that blender yet?
I think there was a proposal.
I think my girlfriend just said that we were married. I think she just proposed to me in the
It's
studio.
The eggnog and the artichoke dip.
Wow. I'm a little lightheaded.
And by the way, our newest sponsor is U-Haul.
Yeah. I am so mad. I wish I would have gotten the pajamas message.
I should have told you when I chatted with you.
I like it. My mom's already in the chat room. Isn't that cute? I set up the special terminal for her just so she could see it. I didn't know she'd want to interact, but look at her. She's saying hi to people.
Well, so how is
you act like I'm retarded. Right?
No, no.
Jesus.
No, no.
I do know how to do all
no,
this.
No, I understand. I'm just thrilled that you're participating. You're in studio. It's the first time you've been with us.
I'm just thrilled you're thrilled.
Honey. Yeah, there's that. Yeah. Well, we already see how this show's going to go, I'm pretty sure. Just like normal.
Yeah. Baby Jesus is a sailor. I mean, so many things have happened. Oh, and we're alive. No one's even mentioned that we're post Mayan apocalypse.
Well, that's I figured you'd get to that because you two are the Mayan calendar monitors.
I'm a monitor. I'm a Mayan monitor.
Yeah. Yes. Mm. So, Marn, what you got?
Well, you know, I was actually, you mentioned that. I had Mayan calendars made for you guys instead of the flasks I brought in.
Mm.
But when I got the goddamn thing in the mail, I went to open it and there was nothing on it. I ordered them before the 21st.
Thank you.
You know, so, well,
good for Martin.
I tried, but I got you booze instead. So.
Yeah, well, hey. If you can't make us laugh, get us drunk.
There you go. That's right.
By all means.
Yes. So just been a good week, crazy week with the holidays and all that good stuff.
But mm-hmm.
It's been lovely. Went over to Aaron's family's this afternoon and then just ran home and tried to get ready for here.
It's a beautiful bike. You better get a good lock.
It is. It's a Schwinn Cruiser.
Cherry red.
Red and white.
I like to call that Coca-Cola red, but I think there might be a trademark involved.
No, it could be.
We have to pay for that?
That was from my mom and Elaine.
Oh, very cool.
Very nice.
That's very cute. That's cute.
They know that Aaron has a bike, and so they were thinking that was that
mom wondered that earlier.
We'd be able to.
So when Harrison comes, she'll ride on the green one. You'll be on the red one.
There you go. It'll be Christmas. Kind of. Not really.
Thank God you didn't get a yellow bike.
Really. We would never have ridden.
Then we'd have to look at this shit again.
No kidding. The only reason I'm okay with that is because of the whole stoplight thing. I get that. But I've had to let that grow on me.
I feel like I'm being judged. colored.
I saw
colored lights.
Colored lights.
I saw the red.
My bad.
Punctuation is very important.
My bad. Finish
I'm very compliant. You had that red on. No. I shut the fuck up.
Well, that's for later if we have a time segment.
Oh, there you go.
If I need you to write.
I don't have peripheral vision. That's why you said
it. That's why I said it in front of you.
I can't see you.
Asshole, so I said.
You can't make me.
Well, if we get to red and you still don't stop, I've still got this one.
Wait, now, you did this before we went on air, so he has, oh my God, to make things worse, besides the buzzer and the bells and everything else, now we have a light system that's made from lights from the 1950s that were obviously out of the homeless person's wagon that has been repurposed for Christmas, that has a green light, a yellow light, and a red light to tell us when to shut up. Mainly me, because the buzzer and the bells don't work. So we're going to Pavlov the shit out of me.
Well, the deal is every time if somebody's talking and I raise my hand, well, Katie June has been pretty bad about it. I raise my hand in an effort to show you kind of a wrap-up sign. She just stops talking altogether. So I figure if there's a light as a gentle reminder that somewhere within the next 30 seconds, could you find a point to your story?
Yeah, I do. Probably not.
I don't think we're going to be successful at all.
Well, that's what Mom said. She didn't think it was going
like
to work at all.
We're like 8 months in and no success yet.
Yeah, not at all. So really, it's just been a boring week. Just getting, I haven't done a thing.
That I'm sure. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. I'm sure between.
Wow.
She's slept like a total of 5 hours this week. Not done a thing.
Jeez.
She's done everything for everyone. She made oyster stew yesterday. It looked like vaginas.
It does. It shrivels up and it looks like little vaginas.
Vagina soup.
Wow. It's vagina vile. Soup. Yeah. That
it's appealing to someone.
Yeah. Yeah. Oddly, not us.
Yeah.
Not even a little bit.
We're going, five for five here on the no vagina.
No U-Hauls, no vagina. No Home Depot.
Yeah.
But yeah, so just that's too much. But yeah, it's been fun. It's been a fun week.
That's too much.
That's too much.
We found the line.
Yes.
And we've crossed it. Aaron, would you like to jump in on how your Jewish holiday went?
Jewish holiday was wonderful. Marn bought me a new menorah this year. And I'm on winter break, so that's fantastic news.
Mm-hmm. 8 crazy nights. How were they?
They're good. Yeah.
Hanukkah oh, they're not over?
Good.
Are they over?
No, they're over. That ended last Saturday.
Yeah, winter break started now.
Chaka Kanaka.
Two weeks off of school.
Chaka Kanaka. I think that was funny.
Celebrate. Yes, yeah. Chaka Kanaka.
And now
I was over.
Do you listen to a lot of Sammy Davis records on?
Nope.
No, none?
Nope.
I figured that maybe,
Well, it's so easy when you have Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond doing Christmas albums, you pretty much got it all right there.
Right, exactly. Right? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now Al's new favorite, Rod Stewart Christmas.
He's not Jewish, though.
No. But still.
No. Marnie got a whole lot of Barry Manilow presents today from my mom. Speaking of Jewish people who sing Christmas songs.
That was fantastic. Yeah, I was total surprised.
Was his old face in there somewhere?
Yeah.
Wait, what did you get from Barry?
Sue went with me. To the show.
Right.
And so for Christmas, she got, there was a cup, like a tumbler.
A tumbler?
And a, like yours.
Coffee cup. These
no,
are
no,
called,
no. That one.
Flask.
No, that one.
Sippy cup.
Okay, that wasn't what I was going for.
Just bang on anything until she can identify it.
So there was that. And
red light, yellow light, green light. Faggot. She got you a faggot for Christmas.
Anyway,
I love holiday charades.
Two words. Damn it.
There was a DVD set of all of his 1 hour specials from dating back. So his old face was in there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
So his old face.
Yeah, his old face was actually in there. So I think five hours or 6 hours worth of it. So
okay.
That's kind of cool.
No, that's fun.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Very fun. That's all.
Aaron's back to texting or something.
No, I'm tagging you here.
Oh, okay. Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're very good at that. Mm-hmm. Tagging. Look how good you are.
Uh-huh. Look at the good you do.
Oh, right. So that wraps you up, my little Jewish princess?
Yeah. Yes, I'm Jack sitting right over here. Yes. I think that's it. That's, tonight I will give Marnie, I don't know what time it is, I will give Marnie her Christmas presents, and I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, me too.
Got it.
Yay, Christmas continues.
Yeah, well, apparently until midnight, I hear.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
It's the whole day. Until, I think, after we get past New Year's, I mean, it's still you're still in there somehow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got it. I mean, my Christmas light strand stays up on the house until...
I love how you just clarify that, though, because you're like, my light strand.
Yeah, one single white. Well, it's the same type of light I put up on Mom's.
Yes.
Oh, you get one strand, too?
Well, mine actually has two.
Oh.
Well, no. I mean, it's one single strand around.
It looks like two strands.
And when she gets home from work, she lights up the red one.
Let her think it's two. Let her think it's two. Right.
Trust me, if you ever see it, there's looks like two.
See?
Mom likes wine.
Yeah. Well, welcome to our show.
Others on here have been accustomed to it.
I've been putting up this for 40-some years.
43.
Yes.
No, well, the first few, I didn't talk as much. The first few years.
Oh, trust me.
Oh, blessed years.
You talked from day one, honey.
Oh, the happy times she remembers.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a shame that on this show I don't get to really talk much at all. Oxymoron.
Red light. He's talking again.
Yeah, we don't get the switch, so we'll just yell it.
Oh, no. I've learned not to give you any control over. I just controlled all from back here. It's quite all right. By the way, just in a side note, Marnie, thanks for the cute little flasks. These are cute.
They are
precious.
They are.
Merry Christmas.
Very cute.
This time of year, where did you find one with a Christmas tree on it?
I
know. Isn't that weird? eBay.
Exactly. Same homeless wagon.
Yep, exactly. I just kind of cleaned them up in spray paint.
We repurposed everything that poor fucker was carrying around.
The best thing.
Just been crafting.
Repurposing. I love it. Now, unfortunately, that's not, you can't get it through a metal detector, so I'm probably not going to be able to sneak it into a lot of places.
Oh, you're right.
But no,
that's what Ziploc baggies are for.
I understand that. Yeah. We're good, yeah. Okay, Al, you're up, and I understand. Sadly, you've been ill, I know.
Oh, I'm fighting. I'm Brenda Vaccaro, and this tampon's been in for 7 days. What is toxic shock syndrome?
I don't think your voice has ever been this low on the show. or ever in life.
When I got up this afternoon, there was nothing. Like, when she talked to me, I was like screaming, trying to get a sound out. So I was like, if you have cough drops, you got to bring them in, because this is going to hurt. But no, so just been working. I experienced one little Christmas miracle that was kind of exciting. And... that was about it. I mean, I saw the guilt trip with Barbara Streisand, which was a lot of fun.
Was that good?
And it was just fun to see her back in a comedy. She's doing the old Yenta thing again. So not Yentl, but Yenta, the old Jewish mom, which is cute and funny. But I like her back, that fast talking, what's up, doc?
Right.
You know, her old comedies, On a Clear Day You Can See Forever kind of comedy. But I don't think anybody's seen those to write new ones about them. Oh, and Barbara Streisand did employ Brenda Vaccaro in... The Mirror Has Two Faces.
Oh, I like how you tie that all together.
What was the Christmas miracle you said you experienced?
Oh, I can't tell you about it, but...
Just glanced right over that in a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Must be something at the restaurant?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was pretty cool.
Okay.
And that's about it. And then I couldn't talk to my family this morning because I had no voice left by the time I left work today.
Well, they were happy,
and
sure.
I couldn't pronounce the word esophagus. And I'm like, esophagus. I don't fucking know what
esophageal.
This word is. And the nurse, or the person I'm giving a report to, is like, I don't know what he's talking about either. So it was fucked up. And Tyler asked, what are the 70s?
What are the 70s?
Well, he started off with, what is Brenda Vaccaro? And now he says, what are the 70s?
I like your response. She was a rough-voiced woman, big in the 70s. Yeah. What's the 70s? Got
and it. I can't remember. She's in one of the airport movies is her big claim to fame that I know of, before the tampon commercials. I'm Brenda Vaccaro.
Wasn't she in like a lot of after-school specials as well? Like, wasn't that kind of
She may have, but I remember her. Well, the tampon commercial ruined her whole career because that's all anybody knew her for. But I want to say she's in one of the airports. I have IMDb open like I always do, so I'll just go in and look.
Merry Christmas, Tyler.
Yes.
And Merry Christmas.
Well, and everyone.
And we still don't know who's Tupper.
He's Jesus. He's the baby Jesus.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Still playing Jesus?
Still playing the part of Jesus. Tupper,
how about whores? Does she pick up whores? I guess you're talking about Rainbow Cab, not crackheads and meth people. Do they pick up whores? If she's got your name and you like her on Facebook, I'm sure she'd gladly stop
They'll
by.
Try.
I'm sure she would. I mean, why not?
Oh, she was... Why? I remember her being on the streets of San Francisco a lot, now that I see that. She had a TV series called Sarah. I thought she was in one of the airport movies, but she was busy. Yeah. And my eyes are going. So that's it for me. Move on. Clayton,
I don't remember a lot about her either. Well, of course, my happiest moment of this past week has been my trip to L.A. that I went with my friend Michelangelo, and I drove out on Saturday. It was a dual purpose trip. I have a client out there that's a restaurant, so we changed out a couple monitors for them. But just as luck would have it, I timed it out purposely.
Uh-huh.
either way is correct.
Airport 77, which I believe is the one with the Concorde.
You're exactly right.
That might be Airport 79, though. One of them has the Concorde.
Somebody will figure that out, I'm sure. Sadly, they don't fly that anymore. So went to West Hollywood and timed everything to... What did you do? What happened? Is it something? Marnie's lost control already.
Stand by.
What the hell? Let me
see. All right, keep talking.
Anyway, so it could not have been more charming and... Oh, haven't you not seen that? Oh, the Joe doctored up our logo for the show with Santa hats.
Sorry,
pretty cute.
Sorry about that. I just had not seen that.
So walking into the store, knew me when I walked in, said hi, gave him a big hug. Wonderful, charming, adorable, fun kid. And I learned a lot about him that Marnie, you'll appreciate. If you don't know what people really do in their day job, what they do with their real life, you just assume that that's, what you see is what you get. He actually is a social worker.
Oh, I love it.
He works at a hospital, and his job is finding people who are...
Those are some lucky fucking kids.
People, homeless people or people who
they
can't...
They just don't know it yet.
Or people who can't pay for their health care. He finds them lodging after surgeries.
I love it.
That's
now,
what he does.
Now, how can he help the person who recently lost a wagon?
He doesn't live here. He doesn't live here.
Well, there you go. He's got a person in need. He can move to Phoenix and help.
So as wonderful as it was, stood around, talked to him for quite a while, and then he decided that he asked what we were doing that evening, which we had no plans, other than just see him and just hang out. He decided we were going to go drink, and he was a wonderful host, drug us all over West Hollywood, took us to all the bars. It was fantastic. It was fun. We had a great, great time. He wants us to come back for New Year's Eve.
Good for
so
you. So
that's
you
currently
go?
Under debate right now because
yeah.
how that works out with timing and getting back here because we have a New Year's Day show.
Oh.
What was...
did you want to mention something, Al?
What, Alfred?
Nothing, no.
care to jump in anytime, Al?
Quiet as a mouse.
Do you need a green light or a yellow light? Or
Oh, I did not see Les Mis today. I didn't want to be the more miserable person in the Les Miserables, so I decided to wait till tomorrow when I could actually hear and... If moved, sing along.
If moved.
I know.
We should go together.
Okay, I'm in.
And sing together.
They say, do you hear the people sing? I take that as an open challenge to hear me sing.
Songs of angry men.
Sang songs of angry men. Bitter Queens, Angry Men. Same song. Revolution.
Same song.
The one, Lisa, whatever her name is, from Entertainment Weekly, who didn't like the musical and was kind of a bitch, she gave it a kind of a shitty review. And she says that Russell Crowe is dressed up like Cap'n Crunch, which really made me laugh. Because now that's all I'm going to see when I watch the movie. But she makes the interesting point that people did in the 80s, that the student rebellion that they're talking about, like this movie is just slightly longer than the student rebellion that they're talking about.
just a shout out to Tyler. The 80s are right after the 70s.
Yeah.
Just for a point of reference.
Right. They just go up one number. Every decade goes up. Exactly.
But just that first number. The second number remains a zero.
Yeah, every 10
and
years.
And an S.
Comma, apostrophe.
We already talked about vaginas. Stop making those noises.
That was wow. Victor Borg, I was throwing
I don't care how you got in.
Die, you're awfully quiet.
I'm just listening.
Yeah.
I brought you here to participate,
nothing
my dear.
Nothing that I haven't heard before. But
I brought you to participate. So
the 70s were right after the 60s. Yeah.
which you know something about.
I grew up in 60s and 70s was totally drug, sex, and rock and roll. Mm. I mean.
I had a foot in that. I wasn't all the way there, but I had a foot in.
That's where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Got any,
go back in a heartbeat.
We have a couple minutes, Mom. Would you like to share a story?
Are we searching for anyone's father?
Good times. Right.
I think I just called your mother a whore
twice already. Within not even a half hour. I like that.
Wow. And also, in this story, people think that you hate me. So depending on how you listen to you talk.
Sarah, now known as daughter two. I love it. Oh, God. She saw Les Mis yesterday. She said it was beautiful.
Sarah, hello. Happy. I'm assuming Sarah's probably here in town because she's probably on break from NAU.
Sarah is.
Hi, Sarah.
Laura's daughter.
Right.
That she's the one that arranged everything.
Arranged
the
Joel
meeting with the beautiful Joel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Still beautiful.
Oh,
Joel.
Oh, the baby Jesus is with us. Whiskers is still here. Whiskers sent a cute card with him and the dog Diesel.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Celebrating Christmas.
I'm thrilled to see that the chat room is so active on this day. I was not sure what we were going
to
get.
Harrison is driving from San Diego. She went for Christmas back to L.A., so she said she'd join us later in the... In the room. But well, she'll be on the air. Next week, Harrison will be with us live.
Yay.
Live in studio.
We get an actual sighting.
That will be
of this alleged Harrison.
The alleged, yeah.
I don't know that she's real.
No, she is. I've talked to her. In person.
Okay, what's on your pie now, lady?
Well, my pie is as such that we are going to come back in just a couple of minutes. We're going to continue on with headlines, whatever the hell else we're going to talk about. Al's got an entertainment section, and he's probably going to sound more like Brenda Vaccaro as we go along with that section. It's Q Talk America, and it's a Tuesday night on Christmas Day.
You're listening to Q Talk Arizona.
Hi, it's Clayton McKee from Q Talk America. Would you like to receive 50% off your next purchase of an adult DVD, adventurous toy, or maybe even a new lube you've heard about and wanted to try? Well, now you can. Check out AdamMail.com, and you can receive 50% off just about any item. In addition to that great savings, AdamMail.com will also throw in 3 free all-male DVDs that's sure to get you in the mood. And they'll even throw in free shipping. All you have to do to take advantage of this special offer is go to AdamMail.com and use coupon code QTALK1. That's QTALK1. When you do, you'll get all 3 DVDs and free shipping for your entire order. Remember, that's AdamMail.com.
Hi, I'm Russ Mitchell with a look at this day in history, December 25th. In the year 350, Pope Julius I declared that this date would be celebrated as the birthday of Jesus Christ, and Christmas, one of the West's most popular holidays, was born. In 1776, George Washington and his men crossed the Delaware and surprised the Hessians, as memorialized in the famous painting. Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev resigned on this date in 1991, and on this day in 1914, a Christmas miracle happened along the bloody Western Front. It was World War I's first Christmas. At dawn, British and German soldiers climbed out of the trenches and declared a spontaneous truce. Soon, it would be time to fight again. But for one moment, enemies celebrated peace on Earth. Merry Christmas. That's this day in history.
Okay, it's headline time on a Tuesday night right here at Q Talk America. I don't have a whole lot, but I'm sure that we'll fill it with some other interesting conversation. The internet finds the world's grumpiest cat named Tartar Sauce. A lost blind dog in Alaska finds his way back home. And a mobile meth lab is found outside an area Walmart store.
Shocking. Was it in Tacoma, Washington?
These and other things that we find humorous and potentially boring coming up moments from now on Q Talk America.
Could go either way.
Either way, you never know.
Excuse me.
I want to go first on this one.
Which
I love
one?
That this day in history for Christmas. Like, we can't figure out what happened on this day in history.
Well, it's a new segment, and it just so happens that it happened today.
I know, but it's just so funny. And this day in history, Christ was born.
No, he wasn't.
Big news for, I know, but still.
No, not on this.
Oh, no, that was
December 25th, he was not.
But they said that. They decided 300
right.
years later.
Exactly.
But I was just laughing that this day in history,
yeah.
like. Any Christmas story happened today, except for that one, except for the first one.
Yes.
When he was miraculously born white to Middle Eastern people.
Which is weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That takes time. And an adoption agency. It's really the story of Madonna getting a baby from a foreign land, if you think about it.
Or Angelina.
That was same, same thing.
Yeah. I like. I'm just reading the chat room right quick. Tyler is wanting to know if the show that was entitled Pizza and Lust was actually from the pizza or from something else. And Sarah's like, listen to the show, you'll get it.
I was lusting for the pizza. Clayton was lusting for the boy.
For Joel, yes. All right, so I'm sure you guys have all seen this on Facebook. Those of you who have or occasionally check into it. There has been, this cat has been running around Facebook. Have you seen this picture?
Oh, with really? Yeah. With is that angry. The one with Santa's coming down the chimney? I'm going to go light the fire.
Yeah. It's, my favorite one is it's beginning to look a lot like fuck you.
Merry fuck you. Yeah,
oh, this so this cat.
Well-spoken cat.
Yes. Some people are just born angry, and so, too, it seems, are some cats. Well, not quite. A cat named Tartar Sauce, or Tard for short, has become internet famous for its astoundingly grumpy face. According to the Know Your Meme.
Know Your Tard.
KnowYourMeme.com. That's KnowYourMeme.com. Or Meme.
Is that European?
Yes, it is.
In European, they're memes.
Tartar Sauce, now known as Grumpy Cat, rose to internet fame after his photo was uploaded to social network sites such as Facebook and Reddit. Within the first 48 hours, the cat was uploaded more than 25,000 times on Reddit, and the pictures were viewed more than a million times on, I guess it's Imgur, whatever the fuck that is. He's actually right here in Arizona. Morristown, Arizona is where the cat is from. She posted, there's a video actually that goes with it where she's tickling the cat. The snapshot is taken from that video.
Does the cat like snap her?
The cat just is not happy with anything that's going on. Yeah,
I like when
mine.
Cats attack. It's a new Fox special.
Quoting the owner, Tartar is not as coordinated as a normal cat, so she is likely a little bit angry about that. She likes to be held and petted sometimes, but being a pet of a 10-year-old could make anyone grumpy, which I can imagine if you're a 10-year-old cat, you know, poking the badger, so to speak. But anyway, that's funny. But that cat cracks me up.
Oyster soup is what they prefer. They don't call it a badger anymore.
Poking the oyster soup. Wow. Oh, Lordy.
Some big teeth creature. I don't know.
I don't know. Oh, by the way, this eggnog is really good. I like it. I'm enjoying this a lot. Okay, it's not in Washington as you had originally thought, Al. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Shoppers doing some last-minute Christmas shopping at a Walmart in eastern Pennsylvania came across an unusual...
Eastern Pennsylvania. Now, that's not the meth. That just says meth capital.
We've lost both listeners in Pennsylvania. Members of a state police emergency team say a van was stocked like a mobile meth lab. St. Clair police discovered the Ford Windstar. Well, that's another problem right there.
Yeah.
About 5 a.m. Sunday while investigating a hit-and-run crash in the Walmart parking lot. They say a 39-year-old Felix Ferrer Jr. of Reading, Pennsylvania was found sleeping inside the van that was struck by a hit-and-run driver.
So that's bad meth. If the driver is sleeping, this is not good meth.
No.
Quality control is not what it should be.
But he's also sleeping in a van that was just hit.
Well.
Right.
Ferrer is facing felony drug charges from an arrest in, oh my God, is this European? Schuylkill Valley? What's this word? What is that? Schuylkill? What is that?
Schuylkill.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that European?
No.
Okay, got it. Police say he also has bench warrants for drug charges in another county. The Walmart store stayed open during the ordeal, but the area surrounding the van was closed off. Mom said earlier when I saw the headline, she goes, were they buying their supplies in and just walking outside and putting them in the van?
Customers were in the parking lot. Right. Supplies in the store. It's,
really?
I had to buy Sudafed this weekend. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, you have to go through.
It's easier for a teenager to buy liquor than a grown human
to
buy Sudafed.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
I had to give them my driver's license.
Right, because they have it in a database, and if you buy too much of it,
isn't it in the pharmacy? Like you have. To
oh
go
yeah,
back
it's
to
not
the
on
pharmacy.
The shelf. Yeah, you have to go back.
No, but it's not like just up to a counter. It's the pharmacy.
Oh, right. Yeah, I was in a pharmacy. Yeah, and I had to go up and ask for it. And
right,
I'm like, look at me, people. I'm not trying to make meth. I'm trying to, you know, get the look at me.
Do you know about Mr. DeMille?
I've got toxic shock syndrome from this tampon being in so long.
And I'm pretty sure when he got done, it was like...
Looks like it's back to the perfume counter.
I can't get my methadone, so it's back to the perfume counter for me.
Okay, well... We are running early.
That's the best part. What now? What? Meth lab. They're not making methadone. They're making methamphetamine. What are they making? I don't even know. I'm such a bad druggie.
No, not methadone. Methamphetamine.
Methamphetamine.
Yeah, the stuff that makes you should make you awake.
Why
no
do you got to mix anything with it? Sudafed just makes you high.
Yeah.
Have a glass of wine.
It does.
Yeah.
Oh.
How did you not know this?
Why do you have to tell her things?
Well,
because
I prefer prescriptions. But if I can get something non-prescription, I'm all over it.
Oh, yeah. Sudafed.
Just so
and a
you can
cough.
Hide it from the feds? I don't know what you're doing there. What's going on?
I like pills.
I like.
Oh.
Oh.
Well.
All right, Judy. Clang, clang, clang with the bell.
I hope standing that friend there of buddies who is a parent of one of my students is not listening. If you are, hi, Jill.
I'm sitting there with my quad espresso, and the guy's like, well, I'm like, you know, can I work with this shit? Because mama not feeling well. And he's like, well, I wouldn't drink any coffee. I'm like, so 4 shots of espresso is not a good idea. I walked away before
Christmas
I could
miracle,
hear his answer.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I played the Grinch and Santa in that pageant.
All in 5 minutes.
Exactly.
And still lost.
There's milk in the fridge about to go bad. There it goes.
Oh, this sounds like a love story. And Fairbanks, I meant this story. Not, yeah, no.
Exactly.
Okay. Fairbanks, Alaska. Blind and alone in an Alaska winter temperatures that dip to 40 degrees
below. Oh, Jesus has an update. That town is an American Indian name.
Red light, red light, red light.
I'm going to turn this and just leave it on.
Yeah. No, but I'm just telling you.
does
it's not
work?
Dutch, it's American
nope.
Indian. That name.
Oh, it's American Indian. Oh, that's what that means.
When the baby Jesus speaks, I feel I should respond.
I actually thought that he was making it. No, I thought he was making a reference to
take
Joel.
This away from me.
Because Joel's
I like
half Navajo.
Oh,
I thought there was
the baby Jesus know Joel?
I don't know. I have
no
idea. I just assumed that because we were talking about the podcast earlier from a couple weeks ago, that's what they were talking about.
Don't you people say that the baby Jesus knows everybody?
You people? What are you doing?
You Jesus people. Don't you say that Jesus knows everybody?
I'm not on that boat.
When do you think these people became
Jesus people? Well, listeners might be Jesus people. Marnie's a Jesus person. Marnie, doesn't Jesus know everybody? Or is that his dad?
Between the two of them, they know a lot of people.
But there's three of them. There's also the ghost.
Only Stubby Pringle knows everybody.
Oh my god.
There's also the ghost whisper portion of that show.
The ghost whisper.
That's true.
You got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Well, amen.
That's right.
It's a lovely book of stories.
I'll drink to that.
All right. Go ahead. Back to you. Green light.
Got it.
Fine.
Blind and alone in Alaska winter temperatures that dipped 40 degrees below zero, a lost 8-year-old Fairbanks dog was not given much of a chance to make it home. But after walking 10 miles to the edge of a local Musher's dog yard, Abby, the brown and white mixed breed dog, was found and returned to her owners, a family that includes 3 boys under the age of 10. The dog that the family had raised from an animal shelter puppy went missing during a snowstorm back on December 13th, and the family never expected to see her again. It's a miracle, they say. There's no other words to describe it, said Mackenzie Grapinger, who emotion choking her voice and tears coming to her eyes. We never expected to have her return safe and alive. Apparently, the dog was found. The musher and a veterinarian were mushing dogs across, I guess, some area where they mushed them. And on December 19th,
And if you add a blender and just a drop of Crown Royal, it's delicious.
Yes, it is. A musher. The dog.
You can relax. The dog's alive.
I'm sorry.
Like, unclench. Unclench. Let the clam juice. Let the oyster soup flow.
When they saw the dog, I'm going back. I'm just going to continue.
My proposal.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Wow.
It was never a proposal.
We
can go back and get the tape.
Yeah.
Join us next week for the newlywed game.
Did anyone else hear my girlfriend unpropose to me right now?
Yes.
It's fine.
It's been a busy 38 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Trying to grab my hand.
Okay.
So what happened to the dog? What happened to the dog? I'm still pins and needles.
At this point, the dog's still lost. until I finish this goddamn story, that dog is out there in the winter.
Green light.
Yeah, well, I don't need the lights. I know what time it is. It's
what's
when
the
you
dog's name?
What?
Abby.
The dog's name was Abby.
Oh, wow. You're a good listener.
Abby.
Yeah.
It's about
Abby's
a dog.
The dog.
No.
Okay. They initially saw the dog, but did not stop to pick her up. It ran with them for about a mile with the other dog team and then finally fell behind. The dog then showed up the next day at the same guy's house. So they then initially thought that the dog was some sort of a scaredy cat because nobody could get could get close to it.
A
then they thought well, they,
dog.
The dog was just scared from every noise. It wasn't familiar. So they found that they finally were able to get to the dog, found out the dog was blind, and figured out.
Oh, for the love of God.
Yeah, the dog's blind.
Yeah.
Jesus
yeah.
Christmas.
So to their surprise, the dog had no signs of frostbite, no frozen ears or toes or anything else, oddly, in those temperatures. Apparently, local social media, they had posted about losing this dog and surprisingly showed up at their door when the vet took it back to their house.
Yay!
So
it's
now,
a happy Christmas
so story. So I'm always curious that when you take the copy from my hands out. And
oh, I got a long use for this. I'm going to take 20 minutes on this shit.
Okay. Go.
Well, first off, I just want to let you know that the movie will be produced by Disney in connection with Touchstone
All
Films.
All dogs
starring
go to Alaska.
Cuba Gooding Jr. as his career continues to spiral downward in movies about dogs and snow.
That's right. He already did a movie in Alaska with dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Richard Gere will star as the man mushing the dogs.
And gerbils.
Oh, yes, buzzing.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Oh, I guess his name is May. And I like that the blind dog was almost made part of a chain gang. Because I don't know how else. He was like the inadvertent contestant in an Iditarod. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
Right.
This poor dog, and what
He's
fine stock of paper you use to print these things on.
Yes.
So
nothing but a
that just cracked, he started this story. I'm like, you're just describing some Cuba Gooding Jr. movie that came out 2 years ago and no one saw. Except
and yet
for you.
I was on the verge of tears as you started.
I know.
So.
Seriously, you grabbed Marnie and the bottle of wine, and I don't even know where you got the bottle of wine from. Oh, it's okay. Oh.
No. You know what's... wow, she's got it hidden under the table.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What kills me is out of 8 months of doing headline stories, there are three that he's bought onto and enjoyed. The rest of them, he maligns. The one of them was that dead helicopter cat.
I saw that. I was here for that.
The helicopter cat.
Yeah.
That's the only one he's like, yeah, oh, he still got it. Still carries the paper.
I carry that dead cat with me wherever I go.
Orville?
Wilbur or Orville?
Yeah. Redenbacher?
I think Wilbur's the one that died. Orville's
the other
confused
one. Is
not Redenbacher, what's right.
What's the look of on his face?
His look was confusion and
terror,
whatever it was.
That, oh, daughter number one, Mama Bear, our online vet, is too fucking funny.
Oh, my God. Is there a pizza somewhere you got we can bring over?
No, we have no more room for
no,
food.
No, we don't have any more room for food. But or you can get Joel to stop by. That'd be a good thing, too.
The whole, we're going to scale back and just bring one thing. Marnie brought in, like, Safeway's aisle two, the party aisle.
Well, not really.
It was Orville, because they're naming him Orville Cat.
Orville Cat.
It is Orville.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Orville Copter.
Orville Copter.
What?
They named him Orville Copter. The stuffed helicopter cat sparks global outrage.
That can't be good karma.
Because at
that
this
can't
point,
be good karma doing that
I know,
to an
what
animal.
The fuck is wrong with Danish
That's
people?
That's not good.
What's wrong with Danish people?
At this point, he is more copter than cat, yeah, so I think it's a fair title.
That's just not nice.
No.
Well,
but it amused the shit out of me. So
it really did.
That's understandable.
It was the highlight of 2012 as far as I was concerned.
Oh, and we don't have a best of reel, so fuck it.
Yeah.
So we're just if you remember it, then you're good. Good luck to you.
Well, that is the best of reel. Somebody turned a cat into a helicopter, and it made me laugh.
Yes. Well, I think at this point that's going to be my that's going to be the headline segment. So, Allie, you ready to go?
I'm ready. All right. In headlines, everything that happened today in history has a movie made about it. Because it turns out if it's a big fucking deal on Christmas, somebody had a camera. Several old people died this week.
Yes.
Wow. And I thought both of them were already dead.
Well, their careers were. But,
yeah, exactly. There were no announcements of entertainment nominations, so all we got is dead people.
Okay.
Well, we have some coming to life.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So let's start with the dead. We'll do our homage to the dead. Brenda Vaccaro, still alive. But let's make sure. She is still alive. Older than I thought.
Oh.
Oh, that's funny.
Where's the blender?
It's out at...
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, it's behind me.
And it's empty.
I know. I'll fill it up.
Okay.
I'm in the middle of a section. Okay, Charles.
I'm on the air.
Charles,
don't bother me.
Charles Durning died, who had the most surprising Oscar nomination in history for his part in The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. I love him as Jessica Lange's father in Tootsie.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a great character.
Oh, he's just, he was fantastic in Tootsie, where he flirts with Dustin Hoffman and they have to become friends in the end. Cute part in To Be or Not to Be. Dead. I thought he died like 10 years ago. I thought I'd already done his memorial. And then in sad news, and I really thought he just killed himself after his co-star died, Jack Klugman died from The Odd Couple and from Quincy Emmy.
He didn't die, he didn't die from The Odd Couple.
Oh, no.
No, not from that.
No, but he did that almost till he died, till the last time they would let him perform.
What do you mean someone killed
him? He and Tony Randall, turns out, were such good friends that I had seen an interview with him just after Tony Randall died, and he kind of like committed suicide on the air, as far as I was concerned. He was so saddened by it. I guess they in real life, they were truly the best of friends, and they did the Odd Couple tour. They went back and did the play on the road and stuff several times. Got his big break in is Juror Number 5 in 12 Angry Men, which is a great movie where he got to work with George C. Scott and others. And I read an that same interview where I thought he died right after. I thought he just walked off stage and died. He talked about working with George C. Scott, and now I have to see what the other actor's name is, because I'm so embarrassed I can't remember. Lee J. Cobb was the other one. Mm-hmm. And turns out the person I thought was in it wasn't. It was
E.G. this in the 70s?
No, 12 Angry Men, and it gets remade quite a bit. 50s. It really does. It's from 1957. 50s. It's the jurors
and that wasn't
on the trial.
Why do I think Henry Fonda was in that? He wasn't.
So did
was
I,
he?
But I'm not seeing his name either. But it was Henry Fonda is the one that he was such a big fan of, and Lee J. Cobb, who you may remember from The Exorcist as the detective that likes movies, which is one of my favorite characters in any movie. Lee J. Cobb, he talks to everybody about movies, and that's how he investigates The Exorcist. So they're both dead. Ben Affleck has now commented
not,
that
not dead.
No, he's not dead.
Not
dead. We're off dead people. But Ben Affleck has actually
I certainly hope so.
He's actually been forced to comment about running for Senate and has said he has no interest in the seat. Because the Scott Brown has a really good chance of getting in, and Massachusetts getting a Republican senator again. Ben Affleck's name kept coming up, as well as Edward Kennedy's son.
Yeah.
Ted Kennedy's son.
Right.
And Ben Affleck felt he had to actually make the a statement saying, no, it's not me. Like, stop saying that. Because Ashley Judd is actually thinking of running for Senate in 2014 in Kentucky. And that
she's
is a real
incredible.
Story. Yeah.
She's been at quite a few events where.
Awesome.
She's pro us.
Oh,
pro
she's
us
pro,
gays.
Yeah. Well, and she has been very active.
Very intelligent.
Yes.
Very intelligent lady. Yeah.
And, you know, the Republicans are at a loss because they, you know, they want to say, oh, what are actors doing talking? And then they remember that their idol is Ronald Reagan. So that one kind of dies in the water.
Yeah.
The other movie that opened today, Les Mis opened, Django Unchained opened. I love Tarantino. Both look good. I think there's going to be lots of Oscar love for both of them. I'm so excited for Les Miserables. I'm so sad I could not go see it. And for one of the movies that you mentioned that it happened, one of the things that happened on Christmas Day, there is a movie called A Midnight Clear, or it came upon A Midnight Clear, but I'm pretty sure it's just called Midnight Clear. And that's the story of the soldiers, the young boys at war, the British and the Germans across from each other, and they celebrate Christmas and have a snowball fight, and it's a very charming movie of the true story of how they, because they're all, you know, young boys in the war front, that they had Christmas and they went back to killing each other, but for one night. So that is a true story. And allegedly, that story about this George Washington person crossing a river is true, too. From our list last week, Richard Gere has gotten no love for arbitrage, so it looks like he's going to stay completely without any kind of an award for anything ever in his life.
That doesn't surprise me, does it, do you?
Yes, I loved it. I thought arbitrage
was... Well, I did, too. I liked the movie, but I'm not surprised they passed him over.
Yeah, they pass him over every single time.
And
they nominate, like, entire movie casts that he's in, and he doesn't get any love.
Yeah.
So
what's it called? The Django Unchained thing?
Django Unchained?
Yeah. That's about slavery, right?
It takes place in the end of slavery where Christoph Waltz
they're hunting down people that were slave owners or something?
Yeah, and they're trying to rescue Django's Django's wife.
Because there's a lot of controversy of what I've read.
Yes.
The language
and everything that they're saying, and I guess it's like ungodly violent. Tarantino's back to his
normal
Jackie Brown slash Reservoir Dogs, right, where like the language makes you cringe and the violence makes you almost nauseous.
But yeah, it was just really,
I'm looking forward to it, and they're both very long. Django Unchained is like 2 hours 30, and Les Mis.
Really?
I mean, the musical Les Mis is, I think it's still running. I mean, it's like it's a long show. I wanted to thank you on Entertainment News for getting me the CD of Do They Know It's Christmas?
Oh, right.
Because I listened to that.
Oh, that's good.
I listened to that last night sometime.
Well, for those of you who don't understand what that means, because a couple of people are like, well, can't you buy it? And I'm like, well, not this one, because Al has the extended 12-inch vinyl where on it's got the regular radio track.
And then the other one's called Feed the World, where everybody that's involved in Do They Know It's Christmas comes up to the microphone one at a time and says Merry Christmas and gives a little statement, and it's all the members of the bands that I loved when I was a kid. And then the other side is the remix where Trevor Horn, one of my favorite producers, he did Annie Lennox's first three albums, he did Frankie Goes to Hollywood, he did ABC, he did The Buggles, Trevor Horn's been around forever. He remixed the two things so that when it gets to the after they sing the song, then he remixes all the voices with, this is Paul McCartney. And they have Happy Christmas from Siobhan. And then it like goes into a drum roll, then it's got a really nice little dance beat behind it as they're all singing Feed the World. I cry every single fucking time.
Yeah.
Not the other version, but in the version where it's remixed and it kicks up with the drum beat, and then all of a sudden they kind of get just goosebumps just thinking about it. And they just break into the remix of Feed the World. It's just such a nice, I like it when the Christmas songs are about something nice, like Feed the World, help people stay alive. You know, all these pleasant British white people all in one room with Jodie Watley. She was the only American invited because her career was in the toilet over here. So I guess she was walking through Europe looking for a job.
Right. I was working at a dealership when she walked in and bought a car.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you have those earrings on? I love those earrings.
What, the ones mom has on now?
No.
No. Oh. Remember Jodie Watley had the big, big, big earrings? She was looking for a new love mostly through those earrings.
Oh, was that when you were from Scottsdale?
No, it was at Sands.
Was it at Sands?
Yeah. She walked in and bought a Camaro at
oh, wow. Yeah. I vaguely remember you telling me that now.
That had to have been 20 years ago.
That's wild, yeah.
Okay, so and here is the big news about Django is that they're asking if Django Unchained can come up with three best supporting actor nods. It would tie other movies that have done it, like The Godfather, On the Waterfront, and The Barefoot Contessa, it looks like. No, On the Waterfront and The Godfather both got. But Leonardo DiCaprio, they're saying this is his year to finally get his Oscar in supporting, I guess.
Mm. Yeah.
The movie really kicks into gear when he comes in. So what is going along? Is a questionable movie. Leonardo DiCaprio saves it. Samuel L. Jackson, I guess it's his best role since Pulp Fiction. Mm. Like, it's the best thing he's done in years. So everyone's talking about that. And then Christoph Waltz. I don't know where Quentin Tarantino found him, but if you haven't seen Inglourious Basterds,
which
got robbed of a screenplay Oscar, but Christoph Waltz is funny in five languages.
Yeah, that's an awesome
he
movie.
He speaks, I can't remember if it's three, or he speaks Italian, German, English, so it is three. But in three languages, mm-hmm. he's fluent in all three, and he's funny and scary in all three. It's a brilliant performance, and now he's written, and now he's trying to do a Southern accent through German. So I guess they're trying to find a way to get him. I'm so excited to see this movie, just to see what...
How they did it?
Yeah, what Quentin Tarantino has done. And I really don't have anything else as far as entertainment goes, except for it was easy to find The Times of Harvey Milk on DVD again.
Oh, good.
About 6 months ago, it was only available through used copies, and this time it was easier to find. So that, and it only took like 3 days for it to ship.
I am so excited to see that. Thank you for bringing
that
in.
And that's the special edition with the second disc where they follow up to when they have everybody, all the prosecutors and everything come back and discuss the case.
I think it's amazing
when prosecutors come back and admit, like, well, we were assholes. Yeah,
that was fucked up.
Yeah, so fucked up shit.
Well, and the only other entertainment news is that Jessica Simpson is pregnant again.
How is that news?
After she just lost the 50 pounds.
Right? But you know, that's what I pointed out. She wasn't able to lose enough. And, you know, so then she had to get out of that contract.
I get so sick of hearing about Jessica Simpson and Madonna and all of them.
Taylor Swift.
Who gives a shit what they're doing? I don't give a shit what they're doing.
No.
I could care less what is going on in their lives.
The Real Housewives of Any City, however,
I could really care less about any of them. I absolutely don't get it. I mean, either you don't have a life or who cares?
Well,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't get it. I don't get these shows where people are... I don't need to know what they're doing in their lives. I really don't.
I would say it's about people that I would walk away from. Like, it's like being if I was in a room with those people, I would be like, I'm going to go.
Like, if you... Okay, so I lived in this apartment complex in California for a while, and there was a couple that lived on a balcony kind of across from where I lived who went on their balcony and fought all the time. They'd fight. And I'm one of those people that are like, ooh, let's listen. Let's hear what they're saying.
I would shut my door and turn the music up.
Oh, yeah. No, and that's what The Real Housewives is. You can watch it, and you don't have to, like, sneak. You can just watch
it. I will let you know that I won't watch The Real Housewives of any city, but I would open my door, get a cup of coffee, and sit there and listen to someone have a real fight.
Would.
Yeah.
I am not even going to pretend I'm not.
And the one more thing, I thought we'd go over for Christmas music, because we were talking about it, Christmas songs last week, or they had our Sudafed, we were.
Yes. Erin shot something out of her nose. The hell is that? What is that? Eggnog? Oh, wine.
And good wine. Yes. Oh, no.
Bing Crosby.
That burned a little bit. Yeah.
Bing Crosby and David Bowie doing Little Drummer Boy, Peace on Earth. And clearly from the looks on your face, none of you know it, so I'm really excited.
I totally do. Yeah, so I have the video.
Bing Crosby had a TV special in the 70s. Right. They came before the 80s, so did
I. Yes.
And David Bowie came out as a guest, and because Bing Crosby wanted to meet newer artists, and he was intrigued by David Bowie, and so they talked about singing a song, so they wanted to duet on Little Drummer Boy, and David Bowie suggested singing a song called Peace on Earth behind it. Okay. And that was another one. They played it the other day at work over the Muzak, and I forget every time I hear it how absolutely beautiful that song is and how just lovely David Bowie's voice can be.
Little Drummer Boy is my favorite. I had mentioned that last week, and I've not heard that. But we were just talking about we were just talking about the fact that they kept playing the same thing over and over and over. And
they always do.
I don't give a shit who's going to be home for Christmas anymore.
Right, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
By December 25th, either you're there or you're not.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And whether you're Bing or whether you're there, enough already. Right. They play the same thing, so it'd be really neat to hear something like that, as opposed to...
Yeah, so it's there. You probably just haven't caught it yet, but it's in... And David, it's lovely. And it was one of those most unexpected things, and it was shocking in the
70s. Sure.
And it was
something... To put those two together,
it became like Liza with the Z. It became one of those things of legend that some people have seen it, but it doesn't exist anywhere. It's somewhere up in the cloud. And a few years ago, it got released, and now you can get it on iTunes. And it's a beautiful song.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yes.
And I'm going to waste my last 4 minutes with what I tried to talk about all week last week.
What?
And that is my Carol of the Bells movie ideas. Do you have the Carol of the Bells on there?
I don't know.
Because the whole end of the show, I was trying to tell you my maniacal dream about the Carol of the Bells. Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. It's not all that.
Okay, so the Carol of the Bells, what she's doing, the da 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 da. I have this movie I want to direct that takes place on a country road, little bit of snow, where somebody walks into a mysterious house and to that da 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 finds victims of a murder everywhere. And then
that's Christmassy.
Tyler, we'd like to reiterate that Al is not violent.
Yeah.
And then because I find that song to be so maniacal and so relentlessly cheerful that I want it to be psycho, I want someone to just get stabbed to that song. And then just have a big
This is a little creepy.
And then I want a chase scene. I want a murderous chainsaw chase scene to the snow. Anytime you hear that song on a dark winter's night, just think of the mass murderer coming to get you.
Lock your door and run hell.
So every time, that's all I think of it, especially when the little Mormon tabernacles get at it.
Little Mormon tabernacles.
The Mormon tabernacles.
All those little Mormon tabernacles.
Those damn little tabernacles.
Yeah.
And I also have, the Von Trapp family grandchildren singing it. Those are some crazy fucking white people. I cannot even tell you.
Now, did this come in a dream, or is it just a conscious thing?
I was laying around one night in the in the dark listening to music, and that song came on, and I just pictured this whole movie scene that I want to direct.
Winter-esque.
Drugs or alcohol involved? And then...
Probably. But there can only be a little bit of snow on the ground, because I want it to be a real chase scene. So if it's real snow, you can't really run in the snow, because your feet get stuck, and then you're just dead. Yeah. But then, as it ends, I want it to
Isn't
be like...
Isn't that the ending of every movie like this anyway?
Yeah, but I want
or the
blood to go
some
over
really
the...
bad ones.
Yeah.
Right.
I want the blood to seep through the snow with a moon crest fallen.
Tyler, honey, we might be wrong.
Yeah.
I think we need a vacation, Al.
If this phrase is followed by, he was such a quiet young man.
Yeah.
And I think that brings us to the close of our entertainment segment. Oh, for the love of everything right there, I'm telling you. Hour one is in the bag, as it were.
Well, they want you to ask Joel if he wants to see Les Mis with you.
I like to ask Joel a lot of questions, but he has a boyfriend, so I'm going to... But I'm hopeful for a lot of things, but maybe going back to L.A. will be good for me if I get to see Jason Medina one more time live in person. There's no airbrushing going on with that, by the way. I'm good with that right now. All right, it's the show with Clayton McKee. I'm here this evening with Aaron, Marnie, Al, and my mother, Diane. It's a Christmas holiday, I guess, in the studio. I'm not sure. Coming up moments from now, the drinking game starts, and God knows what'll happen for the rest of the show, so stick around, won't you? It's Q Talk America.
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona. You're listening to Q Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, good evening once again. 8 o'clock. It's Tuesday night. It's the 25th of December. So, Merry Christmas to all of you who celebrate this holiday. If you don't, well, then just shut up and listen to the rest of the show. You'll be fine. It is the beginning of Hour 2. We do this every Tuesday night, like it or not. This evening, my guests in studio are the lovely and talented Marnie Ryer. She's here with us, playing with her iPad. Al is in Studio A making something for me to drink, I think. Oh, and he's going to come back in here with the blender. Aaron is in here.
Yay!
Aaron. And sitting right here to my left, my lovely mother, Diane, is with us on this Tuesday night.
Yay!
Coming to you live from the Q Talk America Plaza in Central Phoenix. Thank you for being here. Oh, for the love. How's everybody? Are we all? We're doing good.
Are you hungry?
Well, I'll get a little something here in a minute. I haven't had that yet. I'll have some of that in a second. Mm-hmm. But as we do each and every beginning of the second, I can't even figure out what the fuck we're doing. Yep. At the beginning of the second hour, what we do is we start a little thing we like to call the drinking game.
And now, a drink along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
I'm sorry. I was making a beverage.
Our in-studio
blender.
I love our in-studio blender. All of a sudden, it's great.
If you're at home and you have whiskey and eggnog, why not combine them and actually enjoy your holiday?
So you've made a batch number two of your what are you having trouble with, Al?
Okay. Can I eat these? Can I open these cookies?
I can't put my arms down. Our drinking word is Yule log.
Oh. Shut up.
Ooh, I looked that up the other day. We were doing trivia with our students. Do you know that Yule means Christmas?
Yeah.
I didn't. Oh, okay. And I had to interview my children.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah. Cool. That means
so
Christmas also.
So Yule log is a log that you light on Christmas.
I thought that meant blind man singing.
You thought that meant a date.
No, Felicia. What is that thing on the...
There's a guy from Mexico named Yule.
Yeah. Brenner.
I thought it was when Yule Brenner took a shit. I'm so confused.
Oh, my God.
Now I know Tyler's...
Fine. Al, smarter than
Tyler's going to say, who's Yule Brenner? Is my microphone really loud?
No, you're good. Can we change cups for me? I want can I have the bigger cup? This is insulated.
What's a bigger cup?
It's also insulated because I don't... Oh, look at
sure.
that. And I can drink it through a straw.
This way. We were trying to get you eggnog shake. What's it called?
Eggnog shake and a McRib.
Oh, good times. I do enjoy.
But they're closed on Christmas,
that's smart.
But then I saw the news that McDonald's was going to force their workers to work today.
No.
Because it turns out
McDonald's... Force them?
Yeah, they were going to not pay them extra. They weren't going to pay them any kind of holiday pay because they wanted the extra revenue. I'm sorry. I mean,
that
I know.
Sucks.
I don't care how sad your life is. You got to be able to find something better to eat.
Yeah.
Even Raisin Bran with fruit, which is what I had for dinner, is better than fucking McDonald's on Christmas.
Raisin Bran's fantastic. I'm trying to get them as a sponsor.
That was my Christmas dinner.
Oh, well.
It says. I just woke
but
up.
But what do you have here, Al?
I know. Right.
You have a.
But Al, when
I was told we were scaling this all back.
So, Al, when you eat Raisin Bran and fruit like that, think of all the children who don't have shoes.
I say exactly. Or the people that don't have HBO, because I find them much more sad.
Fuck off.
And I pity you every week. I'm not even shy about it.
Oh. No, you are not. That is true.
I tell people I cry because... Wait, what is it? I cried because I had no shoes, and then I met a woman that didn't have HBO.
That's kind of it.
Oh, kind of.
Kind of it.
Oh, my heavens.
That's my version.
Yeah.
Yes. Slightly more tender version. I'm
yeah.
Sure. Uh-huh. Oh, well, here we are in the beginning of hour two. And sometimes when we do this hour, we have four or five people. They've got stuff to talk about. We just kind of fill an hour. So that's kind of what we're going to do. And I'm going to.
We're going to fill it with Yule logs.
Drink.
It's only one bathroom, though, so try to limit your Yule logs.
Please.
God, what cookies are the rest of you gonna eat? Because I'm gonna eat this whole damn tray.
Wow.
I'm eating cashews. They're
all right. Well, they're warm. You eat your cashews. I'll eat these cookies.
Want some cashews?
No, I'm good.
Are those our cashews?
I've got pepperoni and cheese and coffee. Mm.
Yes, exactly.
That's a lovely
bouquet.
So bouquet.
I have to sleep standing up because clearly the acid reflux is gonna kill me later.
Could potentially.
And because it's me, I have tight jeans on. Right, just because I don't own anything that isn't tight. Including my caftan.
You know you're fat when the crotch on your caftan is tight.
And I actually wore slip-on shoes just to accentuate
it. Oh, good. I know you can't see those shoes, but they're fabulous. Those shoes are from our hefty hoofer collection.
I'm hiding them where my penis might be. Somewhere I can't see it.
Oh my God! Have you not seen that segment? It was on Mad TV.
Mad TV.
It was the QVC thing, and it was their holiday shopping spree.
Not everyone can be a plus size model. I can't.
Clayton showed me that one. Oh, dying. I have to show it to you.
Oh,
fantastic.
Now the color you're seeing is camel toe, but it also comes in what caftan or something. All these colors they give that are all just derogatory comments to heavy set people, which none of us are.
No,
but it's lovely. No,
have another cookie.
I'm gonna get up and find a. You gotta talk about something. Al, do you have anything you can talk about?
All right. So,
how about I give you this?
Give him the green light.
Green light.
Okay, now first. First things first, ultra-conservative Murdoch from the New York Post and the Daily News, owner of those two newspapers. He's in trouble, of course, for all the leaks and the bugging
bad
people's
reporting.
Houses. And and really bad reporting. Turns out as ultra-conservative as they are, their papers are actually calling the leader of the NRA in his speech this week about arming everyone in schools and everything he said, called him a loon on the front page. Mm-hmm.
Really?
And if you're not familiar with the New York Post and the Daily News, how they work is the New York Post will print something on their page 6, which is their blind item gossip column. That's just, it's horrible and it does horrible things to people's lives. But I read it because I love it. But so they'll do stuff like that. And what Fox News does is they'll say sources are saying, and then they'll repeat a story like it's news. When it's their people that just leaked it somewhere else and it wasn't true, and they just repeat it and say sources are saying
that New York said this.
Yes.
Right.
So that's the funny part, that even Murdoch is backing away from this NRA freak. And the pro-gun people, the advocates, are trying to get Piers Morgan deported.
Oh.
And I guess if you hit 50,000 signatures, because Piers Morgan on his show this last week has been... He just doesn't understand American gun laws and everything, and he keeps asking, like, what the hell is wrong with you people? You have dead children on your hands, and you're...
Well, he's a Brit,
right?
One, I mean,
yeah, but he's not off base.
No,
he's saying,
but it's just
I think
so funny that to hear somebody from another country looking at our country going,
"What the hell
are you doing?" There's dead children in this story. But I think it's funny that now they're trying to get him deported. Like Piers Morgan's papers aren't going to be in order. You know what I mean? Like,
how long have you been in this?
Like CNN and the Fox Network and all these people don't have his paperwork in order.
Right.
That just makes me laugh.
Wow.
The Vikings made it to the playoffs.
Possibly.
No, they're in.
They definitely got in?
Yeah, they're definitely in.
I thought they did too, yeah. With the last win.
They don't know where they are. They don't know where their standing is.
Oh, because I thought they were still wild card because the Cowboys had to lose, the Giants had to lose, and the Bears had to lose, and the Bears won.
Dallas lost.
Lost, so did the Giants.
No, in the article I read, they were on the list of people that were definitely in.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, Al Perkins, I did not think you would be the person I'd get that information from, and that is my happiest Christmas present.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Does it make you want to have a Yule log?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have a Yule log.
You want to put it in your oyster stew?
Well, I'm going to use the Yule log to stir my oysters too.
Two problems, one elegant solution.
My oyster soup is definitely a problem. Tag Romney, have you seen this headline this week? He says he never met anyone who wanted to be president less than Mitt. Have you seen this? It's all over CNN, all over Huffington Post. His interview that his father wanted nothing to do with president. There was a time to back out. It was called 2008.
Right.
Why waste everybody's time? So it's just so funny that the excuses just keep piling on about the loss.
The party was pushing him. I mean, obviously. He wouldn't have done it if the party hadn't been pushing him to do it.
But they had other people they
could have. Yeah, but what about Herman Cain? Remember, Herman Cain was the same way.
I don't think they had anybody else. I mean, they were in such bad shape. They didn't have anybody else.
Yeah. No, but Herman Cain gets in there. Well, not Michelle Bachmann.
Well, no. Well, Herman Cain was and this is one of those conspiracy theories that I sell it every time because I think it's so funny and I really believe it's true that he threw his hat in the ring just to increase his speaking fees so he could say presidential nominee.
He didn't have a chance, but all of a sudden he topped
the polls.
Exactly. I mean, he knew he didn't have a chance, but he did it. But he had
to fuck his way out of it.
Exactly. But they had no one else but Romney. They had absolutely no one else.
Because everybody else is too untested.
Well, Michelle Bachmann, she's a smart one, one is.
And yeah, they wanted to go down in flames bigger than they did.
And Sarah Palin, too.
She's a smart one.
They were at a last resort. They had nowhere else to go.
But do you think they were holding out for Sarah? Do you honestly think they were holding out for Sarah Palin?
No, absolutely not. They knew she was a nut
I do not think so.
But her clout was up because of the Tea Party in 2010. No,
I think she was too much of a nut case.
I think Sarah Palin, Christine O'Donnell, and Michelle Bachmann are
scraping
all just
the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, no, I'm not. No, I'm not saying they're not nuts. But
no, I mean, they're over here because the people that want it, that might want to back them, because they're all just as crazy as the next one.
No, I think that
Were
pushing Romney.
Well, no, but Sheldon Adelson, the guy that put the guy from Las Vegas that put up all that money, he backed. Mm-hmm. What's the fat guy's name with all the wives? Mm-hmm. Newt Gingrich.
With all the wives.
I mean, that's where all the money.
Yeah, but.
All the money that he started with it wasn't for Mitt Romney. He was for Newt Gingrich, and he reluctantly put all that money. He lost every dollar because he lost everything.
All the wives and because of everything that Newt Gingrich. And then the only reason they kept Romney is because he had a background of business.
Yeah.
They thought that because he had a business background that would be their foothold, that they could go with him. They didn't have anything. They knew that. I mean, that was their last resort.
Keep having nothing.
I mean, they really had nothing, and he was the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, and it really was.
Yeah.
And then in happier news, the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, which has been 2013, their shows were yesterday, and next year I'm making it a point to get to San Francisco because they do three shows on Christmas Eve, and they're like the hottest ticket in town. It's like, I think they said the theater holds like 1,400 people. Each show, they do three shows. They got a new director. He's from Texas. Just came in, and there's a beautiful interview with him. If you just Google San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, I forgot to write down his name, but he's the new director. Beautiful story of him coming there for the last 3 years. And they are performing a song this year. It's online. It's called Testimony. And it was written by Stephen Schwartz that wrote Wicked and wrote Godspell. And he wrote a song specifically for them and then released the rights so that choruses all over the country, high school choruses, a cappella groups, everyone can perform it. He released the rights to it. And it was just a beautiful story. And I read it last night on Christmas Eve because they interviewed him with the three shows.
I'm looking it up
too.
But it was in the HuffPost Gay News. And So this testimony song, the video is out. Everything about it just sounds wonderful. And next, their first performance, how they got together, was over Harvey Milk. Mm-hmm. So next year is the 35th anniversary, and they're going to make their big focus of the year their tribute to Harvey Milk, because it's their I know, I cried through the whole article last night.
I love it.
Again, the Sudafed.
Yeah.
That's all about us. So it's just a great story of the gay men's chorus, and they get together with other choruses. You do not have to be gay to join the chorus. But
do you have to be a man?
Nope.
No.
Oh no, for the men's chorus, but there is a gay woman's chorus too.
Oh, okay.
No,
there is eggnog coming out of Marnie's nose, courtesy of Albert.
I'm the one that said no as well, because I didn't realize, because I'm looking at their site and it just shows like there's like a gay chorus and then there's a gay men's chorus.
They do, because they have a gay chorus for both.
That was really painful.
But one of my favorite stories from them is Michael Feinstein, who was Gershwin. I never remember which Gershwin lived, if it was Ira or George.
Ira.
Okay.
Timothy Seelig.
Yes. Yes. It's a wonderful interview with him, and it was just so heartfelt with his introducing his granddaughter to San Francisco and how excited he is to be there. And it's the only thing he would have ever left Texas for, was to be part of the greatest gay chorus. And what they have other choruses that allow men and women, and when they travel, they incorporate other choruses. So they are specifically the gay men's chorus, but when they travel, they let anybody come in with them. But
thank you for that.
Yeah, but Michael Feinstein was Gershwin's archivist, and as he was showing Gershwin music that he had forgotten he wrote. And showing him stuff, and he would say, like, this says, and I can't remember if, because I get them confused. One of them wrote lyrics, one of them wrote music, and I think the one that wrote the music lived. And he would show him a piece of music, and he'd be like, oh, my brother didn't write that. That's too sentimental. Or my brother didn't write that. Like, that's not clever enough to be my brother. And he would tell them, that's probably Harold Arlen, that's probably this person.
Oh, wow.
So he showed him, he took him to San Francisco to see the gay men's chorus, because there was always that rumor that George and Ira weren't brothers, they were lovers. And they just took on each other's last names, mm-hmm. and lived their lives as lovers, but called each other brothers. There was that rumor always around. So Michael Feinstein took him to the gay men's chorus, and they did The Man I Love. And they sang at The Man I Love, and Gershwin said, it's not meant for camp. That's sung by, you know, change it to The Girl I Love. Like, okay, it's not meant to be. It was not meant to be written like that. And he liked his stuff sung as written, because he was so proud of how it was done. So he's like, I know. Yeah. So it was interesting that even though he was, you know, not at all uncomfortable with the gay lifestyle, he just did not enjoy the gay men's chorus singing The Man I Love.
That's funny.
Don't turn my songs into camp, which I thought was funny. Too late, Ethel Merman did that. And I really have cleared out my, I have nothing else.
Oh, that's a shocker.
I'm down to,
been sick all fucking week.
Wait, I can't even find my best one. Sorry, Lingus is still here.
Oh, that's early on. That's 8 months ago.
That's fantastic.
I know, I love Sorry, Lingus.
That's fantastic.
The phrase.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Do you remember what Sorry, Lingus is?
Yes. No.
When you go down on your girlfriend because you pissed her off.
Oh, so that's I remember that show.
That's your way of apologizing. You perform some Sorry, Lingus.
Can I remind you all that Marnie unproposed to me after she proposed to me? So
yes.
I'll just leave that in that same.
So I guess bucket. Sorry, Lingus is coming right after the gift giving. All right, I'm
Merry
done.
Merry Christmas.
Can't be done. It's only 8:17.
I did hear, speaking of choirs, I was listening to some story this week about a Toronto choir that now there's some choir in Toronto, a whole bunch of people who like to sing but don't want to sing in like a church and maybe aren't in San Francisco to be in the gay choir. And they all meet together in like bars and offices, and they just get together once a week to sing. And it's Come As You Are.
It's called karaoke.
No, but it's true. No. It's called Sing, 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 or Choir.
Okay.
Oh, I like that.
And they go around, and you come if you want it, and you join if you want to, and there's no requirement, and they arrange all these songs. And it sounds fantastic. It made me want to move to Toronto.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons to move to Toronto.
Hell yeah, there are, and that's one more.
That's one more.
Tack it on the list.
All right.
So, because I was talking so long, I wasn't keeping up, but he called Sarah, I'm assuming Christine O'Donnell and Michelle Bachman. Sarah Palin, Christine O'Donnell, and Michelle Bachman, the bitches of Eastwick.
I love it. Oh, I love that.
That's fun.
That's funny.
Oh, that's good.
Clayton, what's on your list here?
I don't really have a list, but I do want to share with you. I think I had mentioned this previously in regards to the holidays. Not my favorite thing. I don't get into it as much as I used to. Remember, I limited not only my mother but my grandmother on decorations, and we had to do it within a timeline, and things had to happen. Well, the other thing that Mom and I do in regards to gifts is we always give practical gifts, not fluffy, not foo-foo stuff. And other people think that that's what that time of the year is for. So this wheelbarrow that we talked about, you know, she needed.
I just want movies and CDs.
Do you carry Yule logs in that wheelbarrow?
Yeah. You can. Well done. It's ready to go. It's all been restored. Mm-hmm. It's ready to go. The good thing is when she walked in and saw it, it was perfect because she has my large contractor wheelbarrow, which is too heavy for her. So the new lighter wheelbarrow, she can continue on doing her projects and nice. All that other fun stuff. But let me show you what she got me. She got this in October.
One of the things I got.
Well, no, right. But the one of the things. Yeah, she got me an LED light and something else. But this thing, she was
so thankful. She was an LED light and something else. Yeah,
no, but because this one.
I got him his winter wardrobe.
Oh. The long sleeve black V-neck that I'm wearing now.
T-shirt. I thought something was different.
As did I, and I didn't catch on. Well done.
It's the long sleeve black V-neck. So that's
so changed, versatile.
Changing it up. That's what that is. So she figured this out back in October, and she's been excited about it for months because you know October was a few months ago. Mm-hmm. So she was
two of them.
She was concerned that. She was so concerned that I wasn't going to like this, that this wasn't going to work. But it makes sense that I like it. So I thought I'd share it with you and show you. It doesn't make noise. So.
Thank God.
Well,
does that light up?
Unusual.
Yeah.
Yes. Is it brown?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh.
For those
fun?
Of you not in the studio, it's an on the air.
Take a picture, Clayton.
It is on the air sign.
Please stand by.
So now when you hold it, like when you're talking about, I'm on the air.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you can't have this.
Oh,
we need
to have a picture with all of us in front of that for the page.
Well, why don't you come back here, sir?
No, not today. We're not dressed for it.
Ready for this? 1, 2, 3. Love it.
I have this big black thing in front of me.
Oh, that's fantastic. Put it outside so they know. Put it outside immediately.
Go install that so I can take over the show. Is that what you're saying?
No.
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 I love it. So
that's
this is
very cool.
So I have more things
that's
to plug in.
It's very Mary Tyler Moore, so I'm all on board.
Oh, yeah. Right? He'd mentioned, and I went on, first time I ever bought anything on eBay.
Yeah, she did.
I hunted hunted for the original type thing because I got a million different lights, mm-hmm. and I had to find the one that looked like the old-fashioned thing.
I'm shocked that you didn't think he would like that.
Well, I knew he would. Sure. It was like, I bought it in October.
Right, she was so excited. She's been telling me about it for, I can't wait till Christmas.
That's awesome. I love it.
But now, coincidentally, I was telling her also that I was excited about what I was giving her because I'd been working on it for a couple months. You know, the big thing was, to me, and it was the fact that I took the original color charts from her, from the truck, from the 61 okay. Dodge mm-hmm. truck, to an auto parts or an auto paint shop, okay. and I had them pull the original color codes and make it identical to it. So that was very cool, very fun. Gosh. And then I found out that they'll put automotive paint in spray cans so you can... I'm excited.
There's a
about,
lot happening.
Very busy.
That is
lots.
Very busy. Yeah. I would totally
help move my rock.
For those of you following the show with Clayton McKee on Facebook, the photo has now been uploaded.
Oh, the photo of the on-air sign. I'm sure it's lovely. I'm sure it looks just like me along with the on-air sign.
Similar. it looks a lot like me.
A lot like me.
I know. I love it when he's like, let's take our picture with it. Two of us are in pajamas. I look like fucking Rudolph with my red worn-down nose.
Look, I wear the same thing every week because that way it's consistent.
But now it's long sleeve.
Well, I posted it. I don't know where it went.
Oh, now you look like a cutter because I can't see your arm.
That's attention seeking behavior, right?
Exactly.
There.
I thought I'd throw a little holiday mental illness in.
Just for good measure.
Exactly.
Lovely.
That's fantastic.
Now my other question about Yule logs. I feel like you want to say something.
Yule logs?
I was just going to tell everyone because Clayton shared what he got for Christmas, what I got from my siblings for Christmas.
Oh, I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
They got me tickets to go see Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer. He had his own show, you know, the dog whisperer. I just got a red line. I also got a Dutch oven.
Oh!
Can you make Yule logs in the Dutch oven?
I think that's where Yule logs come from.
No,
Okay, so wait. Let's go back to the dog creamer.
The dog creamer.
I thought you said the dog creamer. The
dog groomer.
That sounds filthy.
The dog whisperer.
Where's my wagon?
The dog whisperer.
Okay.
Cesar Millan had a show called The Dog Whisperer.
I've actually seen the show.
Okay, and he on the show, through all the editing and such, looks like he's very skilled with handling dogs like my Rocky, who are a little difficult to handle. And so my siblings bought
I feel
tickets.
An understatement.
My dog trainer said that Rocky is misunderstood.
Okay.
Difficult.
But misunderstood.
Yeah, exactly.
Difficult.
Anyway, so I got tickets to go see that. And I think that me going to Barry Manilow with Marnie last year is like the kind of gift of her going to see Caesar with me this year.
She has dogs.
I feel a hostage situation.
I agree.
I'm Patty Hearst.
Patty Hearst
has dogs that might need a little bit of.
Yeah, God knows they do.
Yeah,
God knows
they might
they do.
Need a
how many dogs?
Bit.
Can you, how many tickets? How many dogs can you bring on one ticket?
Oh, you don't take the dog.
I don't think you can. Because can you imagine?
Well, then what's the
no?
Fuck
because
all
you have, no because you have to pay Cesar Millan or whatever the hell his name is. You have to pay him to whisper to your dog.
Well, can what's the point of going?
I don't know. He's
you don't
talk.
Need training. Your dog does. Why
oh,
would
no,
you go?
Actually, oh, that's
no,
not true.
Usually it's
that's
the owners
true.
That need more training than
yeah.
the dog.
Oh yeah.
It's
yeah.
Not like a relationship.
Because I Rocky
don't know.
Get away with everything. But if I was more disciplined, my dog.
Yeah.
I would also be skinnier if I was more disciplined.
I mean, do you see how much discipline it takes for those two?
I would be able to use the word exercise in a sentence correctly if I was more disciplined.
If you were to carry in Yule logs, you'd be exercising.
Yes! Yes!
Mm-hmm. I feel well enough to have a little sip of a cocktail. Mm.
All right.
Oh, we got it.
I have been sober for an hour and 25 minutes.
Oh.
A personal best.
Wait, let me clarify that. Do you mean all week?
I've
actually been sober since last Tuesday.
Sadly, really?
I usually don't drink usually between the shows. This is my one day a week to drink. Yeah, it's very.
You don't drink all week long?
Uh-uh.
Are you sure?
I know. I lose my.
Are you sure?
I lose my alcoholic card almost weekly.
Right.
He's not good at
That's
it.
That's another thing for Tyler. He thinks I'm off slashing people and just live my life in a,
well,
a drunken
well,
stupor.
Based on your Christmas movies, yes.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot.
There would be 8 lords leaping, but he cut off their legs, so now they're just sort of.
No, he stabbed him in the throat. That's what he likes.
8 lords are hobbling.
and if you can listen to us and do something with your computer, I don't know if that's possible. There is a video out there. It's called The 12 Gays of Christmas, and it is the male backup dancers for the Rockettes. So. The Rockettes do their version of the 12 Days of Christmas, and the 12 dance, they call them the 12 Gays of Christmas, but not all the guys are gay, but it is one of the most fun and wonderful YouTube videos out there.
I've
and
never
it's
heard of that.
12, and they do it for the Rockettes are sitting against the window watching them, and the guys do their version of the 12 Days of Christmas for them, but they speed it up, and instead of doing it to like a traditional, they do it to a band called Reliant K, so it's kind of like a punk rock 12 Days of Christmas, where they do all the moves and the drummers and the splits, and oh my god, it's the cutest thing, and all the guys are just adorable, and it's one of the happiest little videos.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm gonna go get a drink.
I've heard the 12 drinks of Christmas.
Yes.
No. I've drank
a
all of them.
A tree in the meadow.
Yeah, I think I'm on my 7th drink of Christmas.
am I the only one in the studio who realizes that a Reliant K is a car? It was a Dodge car.
I knew a Reliant was a car.
They had the K car. The Reliant K.
Yeah. That part I didn't get.
There's that.
Nicely done.
Don't they talk about that
I'm
in
all
the,
about
If I Have a Million Dollar Song?
I don't.
K car?
I do not know. I haven't.
Kevin Shaw always wanted a K car.
I don't know.
Right?
What happened?
Wait,
what?
Time out.
What?
Laura's cracking me up.
I think the tickets are a hint, not a gift.
No, is Katie drunk or eating?
Oh, Katie's not with us.
Oh, that's true.
Laura has it on here, yeah.
Katie's not with us this week. She's
look at the little liquor Tupperware I have.
Oh, look at that with a pour spout.
How fancy is that?
Is that a nipple?
You are so well prepared.
Is that a nipple?
Al's hands are shaking as he pours himself
well
vodka,
prepared.
Which alarms me.
Sudafed.
Liquid Sudafed.
Yes.
I just can't imagine why you would make another drug out of a drug that's already so lovely. Sudafed, as for my name.
only at the prescription counter with your ID. Because otherwise you're not going to get it.
Mm-hmm. I don't think. No, you know what? And because I'm not on it right now. I'm on some kind of Tylenol crap.
What? You say never take. That's what you keep saying. Why?
I know, but it had a cough suppressant in it, and I was afraid that I was going to cough through the whole show.
Oh.
But isn't Tylenol really bad?
Really bad. But you have to take more than the prescribed dose. And since this is like the first two Tylenol I've taken in the last four years. I'm okay. I'll be okay.
Is Sudafed an upper or downer?
Have you seen me shaking?
Apparently this wine is a downer.
That's how they make speed out of it.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Mm.
Yeah.
Sudafed?
It's pseudoepinephrine. Oh, yeah. That's what Sudafed stands for.
I like
pseudoepinephrine.
That.
Epinephrine is what gives you your adrenaline. Like if your heart stops, they hit you with epinephrine in the chest. So this is like it's a fake. It's pseudo. It literally is fake. It's a faw epinephrine, if you will.
I had no idea.
That's European.
Mm.
Faw.
Mm-hmm.
Faw.
Like faw, like a faw fur.
Faw.
Faw.
What are you two girls laughing about down there?
It's just more of the about the tickets. I think the tickets are a hint, not a gift.
Right.
Now, how many tickets did you get for your gift?
I got two tickets.
Oh, so you are Anne Guest in this story.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, she is Anne Guest.
I'm the plus
when
one.
Where is this? When is it?
It's at the Chandler Center for the Arts on January 26th.
Oh.
Apparently Marnie's busy on January 26th.
Of course
no,
she
I
is.
Don't have,
what do you have January 26th? Oh, nothing apparently.
Nothing. So, I have to teach that day. Is it during the day? That'd be cool.
No.
Didn't you buy the tickets?
No, her sister.
No. My brother and my sister. Oh. They also got me. I am a big supporter of this Rough Road Rescue organization, RUFF Road. They are they rescue
hurts
bully
my heart
breeds.
A little bit.
They rescue bully breeds, and they're out of the East Valley where I am, and so I volunteer with them and I support them, and they got me a shirt from there too.
I think it's terrible. Like were we talking about this earlier that black cats and no black it was on The View that black dogs don't get rescued because they don't show up right in photographs when you go on the web pages. They don't photograph
and their
well.
Eyes, and their eyes look funny in pictures too.
And their eyes look funny in pictures, and because of the way that they look too
You're
menacing.
Kidding.
So there's a whole thing with it's called Black Dog Rescue, where they encourage you to come in and see the dogs because people with all the best intentions.
With our world.
Well, and you could see where if you were shopping online for a dog, which again, leave your fucking house. I'm sorry.
I rescued a black cat.
Right. No. But
and I own it now.
And he owns it now.
But it's just so funny that everybody does everything online.
That's crazy.
And one of the things that has come out of this is that black dogs are not getting adopted as much because people are looking at them online and they don't photograph well or they're photographed behind the bars.
Racist.
Well,
yeah.
And their eyes, their eyes are dark, and so they're flush with their color. I know.
I know.
I own two black dogs. No white dogs.
But I don't. I hate that they call them bully breeds. I think that's.
Well,
it's what they're considered. I mean, that's how people look at it.
Right. But I think that's up there with retard. I don't think that. I don't think we should allow that word. I don't think we should call them bully breeds.
If you quit saying retard, Al, I'll quit calling them bully breeds.
No, but wait, hold on just a second. The name of the dog, it's a pit bull.
Right, but boxers are bully breeds, and Dobermans
boxers?
And German Shepherds.
They mean dogs. Rottweilers. They mean like dogs that are meant.
Isn't that funny? Because we had Dobermans growing. Dobermans growing up, never had a problem.
We had Dobermans,
but they're considered attack dogs.
Yeah.
They showered with the boys. Uh-huh. They slept with the boys.
He grew up in a radio and he bathed with dogs.
Yeah, but I mean these dogs.
I don't remember bathing with dogs.
My rocker.
I don't remember that.
All right, I think we're gonna go to the source. Contestant number one, how many baths did you take with the dog?
Where did the dog
they
touch
were
you?
Great dogs.
Show me on the dog where the doll touched you.
I don't remember showering
no,
with a
that,
dog.
No, but that is true. That's how they're all looked at because, like Al said, they're considered attack dogs. Like
again,
it goes back to the humans.
If the dogs are treated badly by humans, they're going
to
react.
Or trained to attack or trained to be guard dogs. That's why I think that's bad. I'm certainly no.
Dogs are born being sweet, lovable creatures.
Right.
Humans make them bad.
Right. Right. Same with children.
Exactly.
Sometimes they have a little.
Of course, now there are some that are born assholes. As bad seeds.
Yes.
Marnie's prom date has escaped from some kind of.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Oh, that's fantastic. Merry Christmas, Mike.
Mike, would you like to go to a dog show?
You can come with me, Mike.
And so this is Christmas.
And what have you done?
Does anybody else have... Am I the only person that prepared for this show? Because even I can't fill 3 hours.
Oh, that's a damn lie.
That's a lie.
It is. It is.
Oh, that's a very big lie.
Turn on the green light.
Go.
No, I really, I'm out.
But you've been sick all week, so that's kind of a, you're under the.
So, Marnie, what's on your list? What's grinding your gears?
Grinding my gears that I don't.
You might want to get up on that mic when you do this segment this week.
Yeah, get on the mic and get off your whatever.
Well, I'm on it so that I get off your oyster stew.
Get out of my dream.
Yay. Oh yeah.
Get into my dream.
We almost made it through one. We almost made it through one fucking show without that damn song.
Okay. By the way, I'm at the Revolver, which is a video bar in West Hollywood. They did a great remodel. It's a fun place to be because, especially on Saturday nights, apparently they play all these retro videos, which you'd have been in heaven because. Haircut 100, the Bengals, the Buggles, all of the old groups. It was just fun. And it's one of those things where it's an event that's going on. Like, it's entertainment in the bar where if you don't really give a shit,
you
can talk and tone it out and just have fun. Otherwise, everybody goes, oh, I remember that. And then you go into, oh, I remember when I used to record these videos on VHS or whatever. I'm standing in the middle of this thing, and I hear it. I hear it. It's starting in the back. All I hear is, whoa, hey! And I'm like, fuck, it's Billy Ocean.
And I lived with a guy briefly in the 80s, and he was a Billy Ocean. I used to call him Silly Ocean. He was a Billy Ocean fan. And the best part is until you, I had pretty much forgotten about Silly Ocean. Right. But I remember saying to him, here comes, now I'm going to get edited.
Stand by. I just had to blend it up. I had to blend.
Right. Wait, you ready?
What?
Go ahead. She's a goddamn friend of mine. You'll have to download to find out what I said. What swear word I used. So he was like all, and he was a singer, and he was a great singer, and he had like a little keyboard in this room, and he was always always singing and stuff. And I'm like, oh my god, if this guy would just sing an upbeat song, I wouldn't hate him so much. And that's what he comes out with. So he's like, here, he's like, Silly Ocean has an upbeat song, and I'm like. But not a shitty upbeat song. But now I can for the life of me, I cannot remember what all his like kill yourself love songs were called.
Dear,
because he was like what's her face unsing this song.
Tony Braxton. Tony Braxton.
I call it unsing this song.
I actually have the song in my head. Oh, to slit your my God. Songs, but I can't.
There's actually a billyocean.co.uk. He has a website. He's still alive.
He is still alive. Of course he's still alive.
Wow. I had no idea. God damn, he's old. Wow. What Rastafarian look are you going for there, Billy?
What do you mean by old?
Well, because he was from the same school.
He looks old.
We're going to rock down.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Grant.
That's the second worst song ever fucking written.
Yeah, because that's not annoying.
Well,
and then we'll take it higher. Higher, like, so I can't hear you anymore.
Only dogs can hear you.
Yeah.
The dog whisperer.
All right, Marnie, I've interrupted you like 18 times.
No, and I appreciate it. Put on the red light for me. I appreciate it because I really have nothing.
Nothing. Not one thing has pissed you off. No holiday cunts. Nothing.
No, you know. Well, the holiday cuntiness has just been it's been in overdrive actually. And here's the shame. I'm the cunt.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah. I think Do it's tell. That lack of sleep.
She said it. I didn't.
Yeah.
I do. All I think right. It's that lack of sleep. Like just kind of on edge and just you know.
Turns out we have holiday cunt music right here on Keep Talk America.
I like it. No, like, and it's usually during the holidays, I let all that stuff just roll off my back and, you know, good for you, Merry Christmas, God love you, fuck off. And no, I've just been a little irritated.
And so. I think that's part of this whole time of year is I do less than he does. I mean, everybody gets one string of lights and he walks away. And I do even less.
I got two.
Oh, yeah. That's right. She thinks. That's right.
She thinks.
We are not going to burst her bubble. And I'm thinking, you might as well throw two things on the fire, the Yule log and the holiday cunt.
I like it.
But even like me who does nothing, I'm still exhausted. I still limp into Christmas Day and I haven't shopped. I did Christmas cards. I did, you know, stamps, getting things mailed, trying to like wish people a Merry Christmas. My Facebook, I think I got like 75 things to read. They probably all say Happy Christmas, so right. Happy Christmas back to you. when I finally get to reading them around Valentine's Day for the happy holiday.
Oh, that's about when we get pictures from Marnie from Christmas.
Like, people put so much pressure on themselves. And then, like, I drove the 3 blocks here today because I didn't ride my bike.
I drove all night.
I wasn't trying to shush you. It sounded like it, but I wasn't. We don't like to hear
talking from your side of the room. That's a fantastic little snippet, right?
Shittiest drivers in the world. I only drove here 3 blocks.
Right. Oh.
And people were, like, cutting me off.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Everybody gets so pissy. I don't understand.
I had a pot of coffee in my car, so I was carrying precious cargo. So I'm making very careful turns, staying in my lane. I didn't want the coffee pot to fall over. And somebody's, like whip it into my lane. I'm like, fuck you. If you spill my coffee, you're going to get some Yule log and
holiday cuntiness all up inside your ass is what I'm going to do.
So, Marnie, what did you do? What's anything specific that you did that you're...
Can I say what she did?
Oh, absolutely.
But this was not cunty, even in the slightest. So,
what are you adding to this?
So I want to just tell, and then she can...
Oh, you're going to give the redemption first, then we're going to throw her under the bus. All right, got it.
Yes. All right. So my grandmother...
A new segment, Angel or Cunt?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, y'all can decide. So my grandmother is not really mentally with us anymore, but she used to make my favorite foods. And my absolute favorite thing she's ever made was a cherry pie, and she'd save out the insides of the cherry pie because I don't like pie crust. And I told this to Marnie over and over. And so today for Christmas, she made me. She was in touch with my mom and whatever.
She opened up a can of cherry sauce.
No, she made me.
I just gave it to you.
Assholes. She made me my grandma's cherry pie stuff filling, and for Christmas, and it was a surprise, and it was wonderful. And then she was an angel, and then she cut people off on the way here, so she's back to a cunt.
I appreciate the full circle.
Yeah,
I do. I thought that was great.
Well played.
Yes, very good.
It was
good.
The cherry cobbler stuff that I brought to your house, Al, on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So, but it was, it was her special version.
What pisses me off the most about this time of year?
I realized we had something that wasn't working, so I fixed it.
Oh, because I thought Cabaret was starting.
Go ahead.
We went from political commercials right to Christmas commercials, and now we're after Christmas sale commercials. They just drive me nuts.
Right.
I mean, it's just like they bombard us just unrelentless. It is just unbelievable.
You're right, and it doesn't matter what's coming up next.
Today was already after Christmas sales. Yep. It's just
and
one
not
after
just
the
that
other, the other, the other. It's just like
constant. Not just that. I went to Safeway today, and I walk in there, and I'm thinking, okay, I got to get this. I'm going to get that. I walk around the corner, and there was a whole thing set up for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Whoa,
I mean,
really?
I almost took a picture
of it and put it on Facebook. I just didn't have enough time to do it.
That's insane.
Come on.
Just well, the Martin Luther King Day candies, they're not as...
No, well, they don't sell,
they don't sell as well.
Exactly. No.
Exactly. Well, because they're black and they don't photograph well.
Nobody likes the Raisinets as well.
Yeah.
This is not a racist comment.
No, not at all.
Reflecting back to the... The unfortunate dogs.
The little niblets, those black licorice.
Totally insane.
Oh, and nobody brought snickerdoodles in.
But Laura said she would make them.
By the way, no. Actually, Marnie did.
She's at home
did.
Eating them.
Oh.
Marnie said she would make them, and I did not.
Yeah.
But you're going to start your new year with them.
Oh, good.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Somebody just wrote it. Go ahead.
There was no time. But you will. You will start your new year with them. And... Suddenly by Billy Ocean is Your Slit Your Wrist Up.
Suddenly.
It is Suddenly. That is. Oh,
that's I couldn't get it out.
Oh, I hate that fucking song.
Love has new meaning.
Oh, stop. It's beginning to look a lot
There's
like fuck this.
From Tartar Sauce the Cat.
You should have saw how offended they were when you said its nickname was Tard.
But it has nothing to do with that. Nor music.
Yeah. It shouldn't make me laugh, but it does.
Oh, my God. It happened. It's funny stuff. Oh, heaven's sakes alive. Oh,
there wasn't a lot. The one thing that I was going to ask you guys, because I had heard brief snippet about it, was something about the, and then now there's an argument, that the Pope said something about...
Oh, yeah. He did his holiday hate speech.
Was it that? Okay, so it was the holiday.
Right.
Thing. It was Somebody his Christmas.
It was the tweet.
His Christmas Eve out? Message.
Yeah. He started tweeting now.
But okay.
Yeah,
right.
He did his annual speech.
His Christmas Eve hate speech.
Okay.
Where he went on and on about gay marriage and the gay and adoption.
And how it's, we're ruining, he gives us a lot of power.
Yeah. Let me see.
We run the world.
Yeah. We did the whole Hurricane Sandy thing.
Yeah.
Oh, and there was something.
Do you know who I am?
If you go to that.
Don't piss us off.
Yeah, don't make me angry.
Don't piss me off.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Yeah.
I don't like you now.
By
so
the way,
what's
that was in the 70s, Tyler. That was a reference to The Incredible Hulk.
There is a funny thing. I'll look up this. And if somebody looks up, it's on HuffPost or it's on CNN, and it's the six biggest things that gays have caused this year.
Oh.
It's very funny.
I wonder if we can find an audio clip.
Okay, here we go. Pope Benedict, who, let's remember, was Nazi youth.
Uh-huh.
Let's keep that in mind. And he's one of the ones that helped rearrange the bishops and the priests. And so his number two is one of the main molesters from Boston.
Exactly.
Oh. So let's remember that.
That
let's,
was not prosecuted.
Right. Exactly. He got him out of. He got the main guy from Boston over to Rome, so he wouldn't be prosecuted for molesting children.
Yes.
So let's remember what a fucking address this cunt is.
Exactly.
Wow.
Pope Benedict used his annual Christmas message. Did he do it to spread peace and love around the world? No. He used it to denounce gay marriage, saying that it destroyed the essence of the human creature. In one of his most important speeches of the year, the Pope cunt stressed that a person's gender identity is God-given and unchangeable. As a result, he sees gay marriage as a manipulation of nature. People dispute.
Does he know that gender identity is different than orientation? Does
that's
he know
a
that?
Contradiction right there. What he just said is a contradiction. He said they're born that way, but read again what he just said.
Yeah. That gender identity is God-given and unchangeable, and as a result, he sees gay marriage as a manipulation of nature. So how could it, if it's unchangeable?
Exactly. If it's God-given, it can't be manipulated. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you can't have it all. I'm not the great and powerful Oz.
And he needs to sit through a GLSEN workshop because gender identity and expression are completely different from sexual orientation.
Oh, exactly.
But he's not even speaking. That's just insane.
Yeah,
was something lost in translation?
Maybe.
Absolutely.
People
just go ahead.
Oh, people dispute the idea that they have a nature given to them by their bodily identity that serves as a defining element of the human being. He said at the Vatican on Friday, they deny their nature and decide it is not something previously given to them, but that they make it for themselves. The Pope has said that gay marriage, like abortion and euthanasia, because they're all the same, is a threat to world peace.
Wow.
Well, then he should give all his money to the Humane Society and stop
euthanasia. A contradiction of what he says himself.
Right.
He's contradicting himself. That's insane.
Yeah.
That is totally insane.
So this
man
is what
is nuts.
This is what the man
I knew
that,
he'd find a topic.
I know. So even though he's supposed to be all about the Jesus and the peace on earth, goodwill towards men, has to use his Christmas Eve speech to bash somebody, and then people are like, "Why do you hate religion?" Mostly because of this cunt in a dress.
Exactly. Yeah. When you contradict yourself in your own speech.
Yeah, and you
insane.
You yourself are hiding a child molester underneath your robes.
Exactly.
Like sucking on your Yule log.
Exactly.
Fuck her.
Wow.
Is there any more?
We have to make a new batch.
Oh, man.
But here, you can have this sip to hold you over until I make
I
more.
I love that thing.
We have to make
some
more.
That is just like one more reason to not join in.
To not drink the Kool-Aid?
Religion.
Right. And
it's like, please.
A funny thing I read this week said, I'm okay with Jesus, I just hate his fucking fan club.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what it is, because
they
do everything counter. And they said, there was a message like, Dear Fox News, if you want to put the Christ back in Christmas, help the poor, feed the hungry.
Wow.
And it had all these things about, you're the one doing the war on Christmas, because anything that has anything Christ-like in it or the giving nature, you're against.
Right.
And you're coming out calling people socialist. So Fox News, if you want to put the Christ back in Christmas, you can do it yourselves.
Absolutely.
That is the most asinine speech I think I have ever
heard. Yeah, and the fact that he wasted his Christmas Eve message on it to spread hate.
But isn't that,
so
again,
it's, I love it
the
when
irony.
The Catholics come back into the lead of the religions I hate the most. I hate to waste my time on the little ones. I like to save my hate for the big one.
Go on.
There was a
And you're going to tell Facebook, me how to live my life.
Right, right.
Oh, God.
There was a person on Facebook that we all know. I don't know if we ever should mention names. The idea that he had been at Quick Trip. And someone had gone along, was walking around and walking just up to people at their at the pump as they were putting in gas. And, of course, the first thing that comes to your mind is that somebody's walking up to ask you for money. Because I don't know if that's happened to you guys, but
sure,
that certainly
sure.
happened to me.
A lot of us.
And this was sometime last week. Out of the goodness of someone's heart, they were giving people gas. So they were walking up to people, and they were putting in the debit card and just saying, go ahead and fill up your tank.
Oh.
But the reactions, from what I understood from this Facebook post, were that as people were walking up, or as this guy was walking up to the people, that some people were like, I don't have anything. Get away. You know, and they're going off, and he just would look at them and smile and say, oh, that's okay. Yeah. I'm here to pay for your gas.
Right. Okay. Sorry, I was just a dick to you.
I have some money if you want it. Yeah. You know, I mean, I thought it was pretty cool.
Was that a local story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
It was who?
Mark Martinez.
Oh, really?
Wow, yeah. I had heard that.
I had not heard that at all. Yep. Did you know about that, Al? The Mark Martinez posting about people giving away gas, like walking up to people and filling their tanks?
I had heard something about that.
He went up and he said, Mark did, and said, can we do a story on you, for can this? You, and the guy said, that's not why I'm doing it.
Hold on for just 1 second. I'd like Al to run the blender, please. Al, go ahead. It's just good radio. It's good. Make sure it's blended good, Al. Is that on purify or liquefy?
Run ice crust, liquefy, grind, blend, break, high, low, break, high, low, break. Ice crust, liquefy, done.
For a written transcript of this show.
The self-addressed stamp. Exactly. A self-addressed stamped envelope.
For the poor fucker that has to type this shit.
A self-addressed stamped envelope to Boulder, Colorado to transcripts.
And when we go on the network, it'll be it'll be the same as Dexter's sister. Because they keep saying that Dexter's going to come to CBS edited for television. And I'm like,
there'll be no show.
There'll be a show. There'll just be no sister. He will not have a sister in the show because she is the most profane character ever written.
Ooh, I like her already.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
We're a fan.
She finds a new way, so.
Donna, Kelly, did you read what Kelly put? It's that button that's in your bathroom, Al. Jesus loves you. Everyone else thinks you're an asshole.
Yeah, that's cute. Al, you had asked about the things that we're all responsible for. We the gays.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a list.
That when Adam Lanza killed the 26 people let's say 20 children and 6 people at Sandy Hook Elementary.
Right.
People were quick to point fingers at guns, lack of mental health, violence in movies and video games, and the gays.
And the gays, yeah.
And the gays. Just go ahead and tack us on.
Just throw us in for good measure, yeah. I think is what it is.
We're also up with abortion and euthanasia, too.
Duh, yeah.
Totally. Well, I'm for
From
those.
What I heard. Yeah.
I'm for the other two,
yeah,
so.
Right?
Wait. Gay people don't need abortions.
I know, but somehow.
Well, unless if they're not legitimately raped, they might.
That's true.
But we can't get pregnant, honey.
But if you're legitimately raped.
Yeah,
Somehow, though, they're going to put us in that electric fence so we can stop reproducing.
Oh, yeah, because we're the ones that have gay
people. Yeah, we're the ones that have the gay people.
Only the gay people have the gay.
Excuse me? I don't think so.
I think my mother was straight.
I think not.
I feel confident that my mom was as well.
I think so.
Yeah. I think that's a
But neither
non-
one of them currently are? You both did past tense on that one.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
yeah. That's a good call. That's a good call. Anyway, Mike Huckabee suggested that children in a natural family of a father and mother would not grow up to be murderers.
Really?
Yep. Natural family.
Natural
there
family.
There is no such thing as a natural family.
And you know what? That insults people. And whenever they throw
that out
there, I think fat cunts like Mike Huckabee don't realize how many people they hurt with that phrase.
Oh, God, yeah.
I don't think they realize, how many bullets ricochet.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Because they end up with people, a dead parent, a divorced family, a mixed family. There things were like no wonderful thing. Things have happened to.
In our country, there is no such thing as a natural, normal
family.
No, and if it's someone who can't have children biologically,
or like
then
me.
They have
I'm adopted here. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Here you go. You get an unnatural family adopted. Out of me. Like, there's so many unnatural things.
There are families that have adopted children.
Right.
I mean, otherwise,
absolutely.
Come on. I mean, these people just... Don't
yeah, that's one of those statements that you just want to take that fat fuck and tell them the diet didn't work. You're still stupid.
Sure. Yeah. But to point it out that it's positioned that it's the tragedy of God's revenge for growing acceptance of gay rights. And that's why 20 kids and six adults were killed. Okay. Come on.
So how do you explain like the Holocaust while the gays were still being gay persecuted? Like, how did the Holocaust happen if we weren't around to be?
And not just that, but when you think of how we've discussed in the past, the idea of the gay youth. Hearing that.
God. Right.
You know, it makes you wonder if this is ever, 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 ever going to change.
No.
As soon as those people die, they have to, like, people like him just have to.
No, because they've already instilled it in their children.
That's true. That's
true. Westboro Baptist Church.
Stupid people have babies.
Yeah.
And they pass on their stupid. Yeah. I mean, come on.
It's from South Pacific. You have to be
careful. Jan Brewer has parents.
How long is it going to take us to get to a point where people are not really stupid about human life?
Right. Well, I think Al really is onto something, though, because
it's just crazy.
Did you read Kelly's post?
Yeah. If I wanted the government in my uterus, I'd fuck a senator.
That's good. Shit right there, insane. Totally
no, but insane. I think you're right. You know, studies have shown. So, but the people of our generation and younger, teenagers now, my siblings who are in their... You know, lower 20s. They're accepting. Well, I've come from a family of liberals, but even the conservatives, the teenagers, they're.
It's getting watered down
because their friends are gay. Who cares? Who gives a shit anymore?
The younger people in this generation are much more acceptable and realize that everybody's the same. I mean, they really do. It's much more than our past generation.
And that's where the internet making the world smaller helps. You know what I mean? Like you get on the internet, like. Because they want to be people. They want their kids homeschooled. They don't want them introduced to ideas like evolution or global warming.
Right.
But unfortunately, then you get on the internet and you meet other people, and you can keep your social media and all that stuff geared to make sure that everyone thinks like you. But eventually, you're going to meet other people, and you have to take even me with conservative friends. Like, you have to take their point of view in and be like, well, all right, you want a handgun?
Exactly.
That's one thing. You
exactly.
want an assault rifle? No. Like, we got to find a happy medium.
But it's acceptance of people as people. Everybody has differences of opinions as far as views of everything in the world. But it's just acceptance of people.
Right, and their views. Right.
God. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it just amazes me how.
And it's always people with a Bible in their hand that spread the most hate.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, and that's always been the irony.
Exactly.
I mean, think about it. The Pope stood there. And said the hate, you know, and
his message
the
of peace
speech.
And love to the world is hate,
well,
speech.
Hate speech. And if you've ever read the Bible,
so tax the
it
church.
Is the most violent, horrible book I ever read in my life. It took
the
me,
little pieces that I read too.
Oh, I read the whole thing, and it took me a long time to get through it because it was so violent. Sure. It was so horrible, especially against women.
Sacrificing
it was against women. It was just horrible, and it just hasn't changed that much.
Can I just interrupt
if I may adjust?
I just want to interrupt all of our insightful, deep conversation to the fact that my school governing board president just texted me and said she's listening. So shout out to Michelle Hirsch. We love you, Michelle. Michelle Hirsch is the reason that the Kyrene School District has equal rights for teachers, that no discrimination for sexual orientation or gender identity or expression for teachers or for students, thanks to Michelle Hirsch. So we love you, Michelle.
Yay.
My question to Michelle
Merry
is,
Christmas.
How long have you been listening this evening, Michelle? Because you may want to go back on the hour.
No. I love you, Michelle.
We can't replay it. Yeah. She didn't say anything bad about you, Michelle. Not at all.
No.
I love Michelle Hirsch.
It was about a love of something else.
Oh, the pills coming.
Oyster sauce.
Hi, Michelle.
It was a love of oyster sauce, I think, or soup. What the hell did you do with those clams?
I turned them into little vaginas.
Little vaginas.
I'm here to wash your
vagina. I'm here to wash your vagina.
Oh, my God.
But I mean, whenever you think of anything that's bad, the minute you hear anything, gay people are blamed. And I think, I just don't get it.
I seriously, as soon as a tragedy happens, I start to set the countdown to which religious person is going to come out first and sit and blame it on the gays.
Absolutely.
How is it somehow going
to
come back?
How are you
going
to work this to tie it
I think
back
it, it's very convenient that they always...
And I wish I could, if I could do something with weather patterns, right. Oh, for the love of fuck, we'd have Virginia's weather most of the year.
Sure.
Here.
Right, if we could really control shit, we'd do some nice stuff. Sure. Like, but everywhere would be San Diego.
I'd be thinner, I can tell you that right now. If I could control it.
Well, I was talking about weather. I
does your weight have to do with the weather pattern?
It might. This is a huge Santa Ana wind under here, bitch.
Well, she Dutch ovened somebody recently, so there you go.
No, no, no.
Is that like cabbage patching? Is it Dutch oven? Right.
Not well, sure. I don't know who else she's sleeping with that could have Dutch ovened her, so I had to blame it on you.
Oh,
God.
You better explain
she
this.
She did unpropose.
She did.
Which is like getting Dutch ovened.
Oh,
or
no.
Yule log.
I don't want to say this out loud. I got a
you don't
a
say
gift,
it.
A gift from Christmas, as in the Dutch oven where you can make chilies and things on your stove from my parents.
Oh. She got Dutch oven by her parents. Oh. That's what she's trying to say.
Caution, caution, caution.
And then
you will log approaching.
In other words, Aaron, there's something we like to tell you. You're not really Jewish.
You're Dutch.
That's
oh, no.
As she drinks wine just from the bottle. Good girl.
Never dry,
good girl. She likes right pills and she's a boozer. You are Judy Garland.
Wish you a happy Christmas.
Yes. Clang, clang, clang with the bell.
Clang, clang. All righty, boys and girls. It is Tuesday night. It's Christmas Day. It's 9 o'clock. We're coming back on the other side with our little segment of thoughtful vulgarity, and God knows which way this is going to go tonight. It's his birthday, so we might talk about him, or somewhere close to it. I don't know.
It's Becca Winninger's birthday.
Marty,
as well.
Aaron, Al, my mom, and me. We'll be back just moments from now on Q Talk America.
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona.